Blog Talk Radio. Peace, peace, peace. Back once again with Dr. Aleem Bey on First World Order Radio. We got, of course, our special guest tonight, Brother Panic, is back with us once again, and he's going to be speaking on metaphysical updates, Brother Bobby Hemmett, and much, much more, plus question and answering. So make sure y'all get your questions ready, because he will be answering them. And begin ready to bring on my co-host. Peace, brother. How you doing tonight?
How you doing? Oh, I'm doing well, brother. How's brother doing?
Right. Doing right. Well, doing right. Well. All right, we ready to get into the show. Let me bring on Brother Pink right here. Brother Pink, you
peace, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, God.
Here you go.
Yeah,
loud and clear, brother.
Hey, what's up, Brother Al? The music was sounding kind of suspect there, so just making sure you, as long as you hear the voices.
You loud
right,
and clear,
so,
brother. Yes, sir.
Good, good. So it's been a while. We're back in action. There's so much going on, you know, metaphysically. It's time to tackle some stuff. The 2014 is coming up, so it's time to get our learn back on, you know, and there's a couple of little things came through. Primarily, we're going to do a question and answer tonight. But, you know, been very busy, you know, been swarmed in mailing packages out, trying to catch up. Classes, so on and so forth. The party's still going on. But what you probably noticed, and I've noticed this with a lot of conscious people, depending on your level of consciousness, a lot of shit has just been going down in terms of family issues. Now, if you're really conscious, you're probably noticing a lot of shit that's happening to people around you because your energy is so at such a high vibratory rate, I'm really happy to you. But if you're on the verge of consciousness, it seems to be a lot of shit going down, like that always darkest before the dawn type thing is going on. And like as I've been talking to people over this little hiatus that we've been off, you know, I'm getting story after story of all of this goddamn misery, human misery that's going on in, you know, people's lives. With me and Khadijah, it's been our kids. Oh, my goodness. Humanity is in full fucking effect around this son of a bitch. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's in full effect. And nothing's really happening to us directly, but it doesn't mean nothing because if it's happening to them, it's not like we could sit idly by. When I tell you shit that's happening to them, see, Aleem knows them. And I told you the shit that they doing, he was like, who the fuck are those motherfuckers? The goddamn no-hopi Indians. You know what I'm saying? living in my goddamn house. So, but a few things happen or starting to happen to break through. Now, without going into the details of Hanneman, even though the fuck I should, and even though most of y'all should know who Hanneman as a mythological figure is, as a deity and his purpose and what he can be used for if you indeed deal with deity work, if you deal with spirit work, you will also know that Hanuman, like most Hindu deities, have different avatars. Some of these avatars have names that we recognize. Some of these avatars, the names have been lost, but they're just different versions of that energy for different times and different situations. So there's a Hanuman for a certain time, and that same Hanuman energy, his avatar can be used for a different time period. So this is why I go into detail a lot, or you've heard me say over the years how you picking one deity and sticking with that deity from your life to your death is not really healthy, or is just a certain level of understanding or just another version of religion, because just like you change, basically these spirits are nothing more than your thoughts or your thought forms.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be, they don't need to be so finite in what they can do for you. Or if you make them finite in what you can do to you, you freeze yourself. So if you have five deities that you deal with, And you're feeding them the same thing. You have a relationship, a thought relationship, because that's all you really have with spirits, a thought-provoked relationship, and you think the same way you did 5 years ago as you think with it now. Nothing. How can it change for you? How can anything change for you? And that's just basic shit you learn in elementary school, that for if you do the same thing, you're going to get the same result. So we need to understand our ancients were a little bit more complex in how they dealt with spirits as opposed to being so absolute. This is Obachala. If you do that, you're doing it wrong. Or if you do that, you're doing it right. That's later day. That's after superstition has laid in, or a religious mindset has laid in, or a cultural system has laid in. Mm-hmm. So that's when right and wrong comes into play. But as a scientist, experimentation is encouraged. So those who I try to deal with, talk to, raise up, share with, become peer-to-peer with, are people with a scientific mind that's ready to deal with this thing a little bit more, less finite, a little bit more spontaneous, if you will. Therefore, you can get more out of the energies that you're trying to use. So one of the quests that I find myself doing is trying to find new names for the avatars of some of these archetype energies. This is because when the energy reveals itself, it's giving me a way to access it that's personal to me, sometimes can be shared with others, because others share the same plight as me, i.e. Negroes in America, and or it may be something personal for me because I have a personal issue that I may need to deal with, and that energy needs to serve me in that way as opposed to a massive way. It may need to serve me in a personal way. So this weekend, last weekend, these and the sisters, the motherfuckers busted out the Ouija board. You know what I'm saying? Now, and it's good to talk about this because I always get this question and I glaze over it. But it's good to talk about this. But people always ask me, should we be using the Ouija board? Well, Bobby Hemmett broke down a long time ago and quite eloquently in a lecture how the Ouija board is Moorish in nature. It is a divination tool that is from us, for us, by us, FUBU. And later on, it became what we see and understand today as this game. But originally, you would have a goal when you would use the Ouija board as opposed to just getting on the board and seeing what goes down. And as it became a game, most people just play with it, follow the rules, and anything could come through. But the true understanding is to have a particular goal or a particular deity that you're trying to make contact with so you can for lack of a better way to explain it, be safe, because that's what people are asking. Is it safe to use the Ouija board? Well, it's safe as anything else is safe magically if you are conscious of what you're doing. If you have no idea what you're doing, you're calling on any energy, just as your ignorance to your own, it's just really your ignorance to your own power. It is nothing out there that is devious or trying to get you. It just would be like someone who's trying to stick their tongue in a light socket. It's like the electricity is not evil or trying to get you. You're just doing the wrong thing with it. You get what I'm saying? You don't stick a fork in the toaster. So it's not like the toaster's evil. You're just ignorant. So once you get past your ignorance, none of this stuff can really harm you. No more than you would say, well, why would I stick a fork in the toaster, put water on electricity, or listen to my radio in the bathtub? It's just things you understand not to do when you're dealing with electricity. So, and you need to understand how powerful a Ouija board could be. There's a white rocker who's been around even before, closely around the time I was born, named Allison Chains. Real name is whatever, whatever. But one day on the Ouija board, he contacted a witch from Salem called Alice, and he named his group after Alice. And the white boy, Allison Chains, made an entire career off of contacting one witch on the Ouija board. She looked out for his ass. So it could be anything. Now, when they made contact, they were trying to contact Hanneman, because a sister came over and the Hanneman statue, she just kept following her, the ones that were in my house, all around the house. So she started asking, who's Hanneman? So I explained to her who he was. And in fact, I lent her a copy of the Ramayana, which is the epic story of Hanneman, and gave her one of my Hanneman statues, because he came through and said he wants to be with her. This is a break, and just knowing her, and I'm going to say it as nice as I can, that's a big fucking breakthrough for her. Now, so of course, Khadija and them cracked that Ouija board because their parents and grandparents used to fuck with it when they were little. So that's something they were never scared of. So their cousins are over, and Hanneman comes through, and he comes through with a new name. And we understood the name to be something we can use now if you're going through a whole bunch of hardship, human hardship. One of his avatar names is Yaz, Y-A-Z. So he came through with that, explained to him he's a moon god. Hanneman is also can be compared to Tahuti. Hanneman is just basically a Tahuti figure, a wise figure, a figure of alchemy. And that's where you also get the Ape of Thoth as well, which is a moon god. So when he started talking this lunar stuff, we knew it to be Hanneman. That's who they were going for. And he kept telling her to call him by the name Yaz, which is just basically a way of calling on one of his avatars, especially in this particular time because there's a lot of ash whipping going on. So those of you who do deal with spirits, do deal with this type of energy, which is something I've been urging for years, because your life will change in terms of control. Yaz is the new hot shit for the Hanneman energy, especially if you're going through some human bullshit. You get what I'm saying? And if you're not going through some human bullshit, just give it a second. Just give it a second. Something will be happening soon. Another interesting thing, a couple of things on Netflix. There's a show on Netflix called the 4400. 4400 is about 4,400 people who've been abducted, and then they're sent back to Earth. There's about four seasons or five seasons on Netflix. Season four, I want y'all to listen closely to this. Season four, episode one. This show was filmed in 1995. They did a whole Trayvon Martin show in 1995. Now, you niggas have been absolutely, positively duped. When you watch this TV show in 1995, this one episode, episode four, number one, they do the hood, they do the martyr shit. The kid just didn't die. They copied about 50% of the Trayvon Martin story. They martyred him. They made him a Jesus. Everyone started wearing hoods like him because of his plight. They did so. It was textbook Trayvon Martin story that came out later in the 2000s. So all of that debating, all of that I am Trayvon Martin shit shows you have been socially engineered. Clearly, I don't even have to say anymore. Just watch the episode. Everything Trayvon Martin, and it's called the 4400. And this particular episode is the first episode of season four. There's also something else on Netflix that is an absolute must-watch. It is called Kamari. This shit is about... Somebody said, what's the name of the show again? This is the 4400, spelled with numbers, 4400, the 4400. It's about 4,400 people got abducted by the future and sent back to Earth. And, you know, the show is pretty good, but season four, episode one, they did the entire Trayvon Martin story, hands down. Not even, you don't even have to stretch. They did hoods. Whatever the dude's name was, Billy, everybody's running around with hoods saying, I am Billy such and such, just like they were saying, I am Trayvon Martin. Hands down. Social engineering, they show you the bullshit. They writing a script. Writing a script to the bullshit we following. Social engineering. So all them pictures of Trayvon Martin you put up, they just made you a ghoul, as I've been saying before. That's your proof in the pudding. You're just a ghoul. Now, here's another thing I just watched on the Humble. Turned out to be the best shit I've seen this year, called Kumare. Spell it the best way you can, K-U-M-A-R-E or whatever it was. You'll find it on Netflix. It's a documentary, and there's this Indian dude from New Jersey. I think that's it. Aleem, K-U-M-A-R-E. Indian dude from New Jersey. Regular dude just like me and you. Regular dude just like me and you. And his parents followed the old ways, Hindu religion, and he was trying to find out the secret and what this was all about. So what he decided to do was create a religion, become a guru or dress like a guru, and create a religion and see how many followers he can get. And he did the bullshit. He did this bullshit. He called himself Kamari, got a role, act like he came from America, put on the Indian voice, and got these followers. The only thing missing, them niggas was not saying Hotep. That shit was so eerie. That shit was so fucking eerie how this nigga made this shit up. He had motherfuckers making chants up, singing in circles. Do you see the blue light? Yes. This nigga went through it with these motherfuckers. And I've never seen, this shit almost made me cry. I've never seen so many motherfuckers eager to follow a nigga. And that's what he was saying. He said, ultimately, he's going to prove to people that you do not need to follow anything. All of this shit is within inside of you. But what it shown was people have this undying need to look at something outside of themselves as something greater than themselves. It is probably one of the best shits ever, how he goes through it. I don't want to give too much of it away. How he goes through it and eventually gets them to understand. He reveals himself in the end. Some people walk the fuck out because they said, you had a motherfucker reading them. I see so many Kamaris in your past life. It's your turn to be the Kamari. Like, giving them past life readings. The nigga sitting there looking at the camera like, I'm from Jersey. The shit was sick. But then he had a realization. You should have heard him. He had him chanting, I am bullshit. This shit was ridiculous. And they sitting there chanting this shit. Now, but in it, he had a realization because of he did change so many lives. Because then he started giving a list of all these people that was in it and all the lives that actually did change, even in his bullshit. So what was the message? What it told me was one of the things I kind of knew, but it says it so that everyone can know. All of this shit we doing is from our own heads. That's what it means when it says this is an illusion. It works because you agreed for it to work. So all of this debating and arguing and this right or wrong is irrelevant. It's all what you decide that works. It's only levels of energy. So if slapping your knee and praying to Jesus took you to another level because certain motherfuckers got off of drugs, for that person, it is a powerful thing. While you're sitting there going, no, that's wrong, it doesn't matter. In their mind, they convince themselves. So you can convince yourself of anything. You have these people sitting there going, I am bullshit, and believing they went to the next level. This tells you your mind, whatever your mind truly decides to accept, is the only thing that's actually real. Everything else is an illusion. So it's up to you to fortify your mind, or that's why you have the power to fortify your mind any direction you so choose. You just need, how do you say, a program that does it. See, it says you're a doctor because you went to school and you went through that shit, but that's the only reason it says you're a doctor and you believe you're a doctor, because you went to school and they call you doctor. You get what I'm saying? You're not more special. You weren't born here for whatever. You were trained, and this shit is about training. All of this shit is about training. Magic is about training. These classes I do is about training and convincing yourself. Once you are convinced yourself, there's methods for convincing yourself. Once you have convinced yourself, then your reality becomes whatever you have chose to accept. Therefore, you have to go beyond what's right or wrong. You get what I'm saying? Only what works and doesn't work, and which is something I've been telling you for a long time. How do you know your magic? How do you know you did it right, Patty? It doesn't matter if you did it right. Is it working? Is it working? You're supposed to do it that way. You're not supposed to do it that way. Are you using common sense? Says the fuck who? That's what you convince yourself is right. You must be initiated by a Babalawo in Nigeria for you to be able to even say the word Ashe. That's something that somebody said. You can't even say the word Ashe unless you're initiated. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit somebody duped you into believing. You believe it so much so that you're willing to tell the world that shit as a right or wrong. It's ridiculous. You get what I'm saying? So when you watch this Kamari thing, like I said, two things. You'll see how desperate people are, and really how any of this religious stuff, any of this whole tep is emotional. And that's one of the things I used to say to you all the time. They're looking for an emotional release. No one is looking for a scientific understanding. Once you shift your emotions out of this, get a scientific thirst as opposed to an emotional hole that you're trying to fucking fill. and get a scientific thirst, you automatically change the energy. And how does the energy change? You start to look within for your answers, which ultimately was the message that even he came to, playing the fuck around. That was the ultimate message. He's like, yo, y'all a fucking guru. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Y'all mad. Y'all niggas. He told them, y'all need to stop pretending y'all don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to stop pretending you don't know shit and do what you know. So we need to stop pretending that the fucking Illuminati got us by the neck. We need to stop pretending that life is just so fucking hard that we can't master this little bullshit. We need to stop pretending that the white man has such fucking mystical power. We need to stop pretending which one is better than the next and which system is better than the next and fucking get something done. We need to start getting back to knowing. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop doing things to try to cheerlead a belief system, to get ourselves to believe something, to keep saying something over as proof that we don't even believe some shit. You get what I'm saying? As proof, we don't even believe some shit. We need to get back to the system of knowing. Knowing. You get what I'm saying? Inner knowing. You get what I'm saying? Inner knowing. Tying your shoe is an inner knowing. That's why we don't walk around bragging about how we tie shoes. But you don't know. That's why you walk around talking about she's the queen and Hotep. Because you're still trying to convince yourself and the people around you that they are. There ain't no Jesus. You don't believe that shit because you're still trying to convince people. Once you understand there ain't no Jesus, there's no reason to say it anymore. Like, there's no reason to say, I know how to put on my shirt, because I assume that you know how to put it on, the mere fact that you're wearing one. I know how to button my pants. I assume you know how to do it, because your pants are buttoned. So you don't have to cheerlead it. You don't have to say it. You don't have to prove it to me. So if you have to tell me that the black woman is a queen, that means you don't believe that shit. So once you believe that shit and you act accordingly, that means you know. You get what I'm saying? So the mere fact that you have to keep championing it is just proof in the pudding that you're telling me you don't know. You're still trying to convince yourself that the black woman is special. Yeah, get it together. You know what I'm saying? You ain't bullshitting me. You're bullshitting yourself. So one of the things I definitely want to say is you need to start thinking about your interpretation of this. That's what you need to evaluate, your interpretation of what consciousness is, because that's the only thing that matters. What you convince yourself of is the only thing that matters. You can say breathing is going to save my life and my kidneys. Or on the other hand, you can say, do you think that's air you're breathing? Like Morpheus said, you pick a side. You get what I'm saying? You pick a side. And don't worry about contradicting yourself. See, another thing we do, this is one of the biggest things. This is our biggest problem, or one of our biggest problems, or top 10 on that list, a word called logic. The white man is terribly, absolutely, undoubtedly the most logical entity on planet Earth. So much so that he got us to believe that to be a logical man, you are an absolute genius. And logic in this case basically means there's got to be a left brain reason for everything. 1 + 1 must equal 2, and if you cannot figure out the formula of 1 + 1, if you can't to figure out what 2 means, you must figure out the formula of 1 + 1. When black people, our highest science is like, fuck it, it's all numbers. You get what I'm saying? Meaning we are willing to accept, we don't need the logical path, we are just what we are. That's a part of just knowing. So we can, another example of it, you look in the cupboard is bare. There's no food, but niggas still know how to make a meal. White people look at the cupboard, shit is, it's terrible. Like, I can't believe this thing is happening to me. There's only grits in here. What's a grit? You know what I'm saying? Niggas will have that shit looking like filet mignon before the night is over. It's like we don't need logic to make a meal. It's like we could use imagination. We could when it's done on the spot. You get what I'm saying? We don't need to have plans. We're spontaneous or chaotic, or chaos beings. So what you have now is us trying to be intelligent black people. And this intelligent black people now has us trying to be logical like white people in our thoughts. So now our logic is what's taking us up out the magic, us trying to reason, us trying to be in politics with white folks, us trying to master a Democrat-Republican system, something that was way beneath us in the first place. We were beyond this system, so we have lowered our standards for logic. So one of the main goals, and spontaneous was the word I was looking for, one of the main goals, not in Bobby saying it straight out, even though he has, but he's demonstrated, Bobby Hemmett has demonstrated on many occasions this idea of notion of going past logic, because he's trying to tell you, he's trying to relay to you the mindset, or he has been in his teaching trying to relay you the mindset. So while you logically say, echinacea works for me, and you only think echinacea works to heal you because someone else told you that it works to heal you, and you agree to it. Bobby Hemmett was telling you, I heal myself with peach soda. And you're saying, that's not logical. You get what I'm saying? That doesn't is not right. What he's trying to tell you is, he made it right, or you can make it right with your mind, because it's what you decide to agree to. So he had, if you listen over the years, you'll hear plenty of these stories that sound outrageous, irrational, illogical from Bobby Hemmett, because what he was teaching as a whole, and what I one of the biggest things I got from him is to throw away reason, ration, and logic as something that guides your life, something that could be factored in, but something that does, because in this logical world, you're going to have to use logic. But ultimately, for your magic, for your ancient experience, for your conscious work, logic will have to take a back seat to imagination. Even Albert Einstein, one of his famous lines is, I can't, and I'm paraphrasing, blah, 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 but imagination is 10 times more important than intelligence. This is the man that gets the award for being the most intelligent man on the planet, or one of them. And his determination was imagination is 10 times more important, because whatever you can visualize, that means you can make into your reality. And that's all magic really is, a way or a pathway of visualization, imagination, a visualization to make it into a reality. That's what magic is. So when you start talking about, well, you have to do it this way, you have to pour 12 glasses of water, you have to be initiated, you miss the point. Because the point, quite simply, is all magic really is using your mind to control your reality as opposed to using your physical senses to control your reality. So however you get there, as long as you get there, is actually the goal, as long as you get there. So when you start dealing with bad or good, you're dealing with religion. You get what I'm saying? There is no such thing as bad or good. I've always given an example. If you walked outside, see me beating up an old lady, you would say, oh, my goodness, that's bad. But then I'd show you 5 minutes before she just killed all my children. Oh, my goodness, that's justice. You get what I'm saying? So it always depends on the context, but it's the same act. It's just how you interpret it, or how you decide to interpret it. You get what I'm saying? So all of that to say, you have to really start taking, or we have to really start taking our own ideas and running with them and understanding that's the most important, because we're always looking outside of ourselves for someone to have a better idea than what we feel already. And that's where we're failing. And you'll see that in that movie, Kamari, which is excellent. Let's see. So, okay, and I'm sure most of y'all by now have heard Bobby's update. We were glad to do that, glad to bring you that. I'm sure you heard it on the Lean Show as well. It's on YouTube. It's about a half an hour of Bobby talking. Now, all this time, I was waiting for them to say it, but I knew how major, no one really knew how major Bobby's stroke was. And even on the tape, you cannot tell. When I went to see him in the hospital, when he first had that stroke, I thought it was curtains. That was it. You know, there was also an aneurysm with it, so his brain was swollen. It was everything you knew to be. Well, it was nice to know Bobby. So I thought it was over. It was over. And if he was to come back, you know, I didn't think it would be so great. But turns out, you know, he's got a big will. And you can hear for yourself, his mind is still there. His body still needs the therapy, but his mind is still there. You know what I'm saying? He looked real good, surprising. When I came to his house, I'm thinking I was going to see, you know, it was going to be real hard, but he actually looked really good. And, you know, we went over there a couple of weeks, hung out with him. And Linda said, basically, just by hanging out with him, he's been bringing him back. He's been making him sharp. You get what I'm saying? Because when it's just them, it's not really much for him to say at the house. So when so she's saying, like, damn, Pam, when you get here, you know, it sounds like the old Bobby. And it do. You know, he's telling me about books and this and that, making jokes, so on and so forth. And that was early when we taped it. By the end of the day, shit, he was doing the regular shit. You know what I'm saying? Saying funny shit. He was, like, telling me when we went out, he was like, yeah, I had to tell the angels. Raphael and them. I said, Raphael, please do not let me shit on myself when I'm out with Panic. And I'm, you know, funny-ass nigga. So he's doing really good. And, you know, after he heard himself on the tape, he actually, he said it gave him a lot of confidence because he hasn't heard his own voice since the stroke. So when he didn't sound like he was a babbling idiot, I think it gave him a lot of confidence because he was through, even before the stroke, he was through with talking anyway. But I think now after this adventure, we might get something out of him. You know what I'm saying? So, so you know, I just want to shout out Bobby and Linda. And, you know, I want to say, as always, how much I appreciate Bobby, how strong he is. You know what I'm saying? You know how you know what he's done, and you guys have done an excellent job. After he's done the tape, you guys have donated again. You know, as we humbly asked, and it does help a lot. It helps his therapy because he's the one who pays the bills. It helps his rent. Linda, if y'all guys buy the stimulus package, all of those things. She's going to start selling it again soon, but her taking care of Bobby, she can't sell those things. So it's like there's no income but what you guys provide. And you guys have been doing a great job. And like I said, the therapy he's in, he kept talking about that therapeutic center that he's in, and it's the one that, you know, he was all jazzed on it because it's the one that Superman went to, Christopher Reeves. So that's all he talks about. Oh, shit, man, that's where Superman was. But it's probably one of the best, definitely the best in the land, but one of the best in the world, and it's very expensive. So thanks to black folks out there, they're getting Bobby the best care he can possibly get. You know, I will say I got to give Linda a shout-out. Man, shit. Every 3 minutes, Linda, I'm like, she's there for him, you know what I'm saying? Wiping his mouth, straightening him out, pushing him around. So, like, when we went out, I was like, yo, I'll just give you a break. She's like, shit, all I want to do is just get a pillow because she can't even buy a pillow because there's nobody to take care of him. So we were able to, he'll stay with me. So she was able to do some things. But other than that, she's 24 hours of Bobby Hemmett. You couldn't ask for a more sincere, committed queen. You really can't, because, you know, I know in my mind, Khadijah would do that for me, but it's a theory. You know what I'm saying? It's a theory, but I think it'll happen. You know what I'm saying? There's some events where it's like, okay, that was solid. That was real solid. You didn't have to wipe that up, but that was real solid. So she's been passing some tests, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't wearing diapers. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to give Linda props like nobody's business. And, like, I knew she was always a good person. She was always strong and all of those good things. But she more than proved it, man. She handling fools and handling fools. Like, he just kept going, Linda, Linda, Linda. She said, what? He said, okay. Like, he put that stare on his ass, and he just said, okay. The nigga is funny, yo. The whole shit is, that nigga is still hilarious. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, like I said, more than anything, he's been a good friend, and it's just good to see that black people are definitely looking out. Y'all putting your little help where your mouth is. It's not just this hotep bullshit all the time, and thank you so much. You know, the little $3, $4, $20, you should help him. And, you know, now I see it more than ever because, you know, before this, I was straight. You know what I'm saying? I was already a computer tech. I had my Microsoft, all of my network shit. So my regular job was regular good shit with benefits and all the white man shit. So I'm out the game now, especially now. I wouldn't even know what the fuck to do. Even shit, 4 years ago, after I started doing lectures, I went on an interview. Oh my God, I look like an asshole. Because you forget all the computer shit to add all the conscious shit. I can't do both. Then he's like, how the fuck did you get any of this shit you got? This shit, how do you add a printer? Oh, I forgot all this shit. Like, the spirit threw that shit right out of my head. So if I would have to rebuild so many fucking credentials just to get a regular job. Oh, man. So I know it's hard. So working with you motherfuckers, y'all better come through. Some shit happened to me. Because y'all motherfuckers, all that thank you panic. Fuck that shit. I ain't fucking on welfare going, I was a good man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas just chilling. So I can see how important that shit becomes. And this nigga been doing this since the 90s, so there ain't no job he can get into. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no job he can get into. So, I mean, me, I actually probably could transition to something if I had to or whatever, but shit, you know, ain't nothing he can get into, man. All right, so I just wanted to thank Bobby, and, you know, if y'all don't know, you know, y'all can hear what he's talking about, and I think they're going to do another one in a while, not soon, but in a while. Let me point out that classes, I'm still doing classes, very important, get on it now. If you do not know, let me explain this. It's 4 weeks of classes, and it's basics in magic. This is the 10th cycle, and so this is old hat now. This is nothing new. This is not an experiment. We already over 100 people that lives have changed. You don't have to take my word for it. If you were to email me, I would send you the information about classes. We're going to start in December. I will send you the information about classes, and you can talk to the people who took the class and let them tell you what they got out of themselves. Now, like I said, it's 4 weeks. You deal with basic magic. Send me an email, panicpack@hotmail.com, and what I'll do is send you the information packet over, And you can see what we're about to get into. Like I said, we're about to start. Probably one of the most important things you can do if you're trying to go to the next level. Like I said, each person gets what they get out of it, and usually you'll hear a person talking about it was the key to whatever they had missing. It was the last thing. It was that one thing that did that, and it took them to here and there and the other thing. And I've seen some real, real magical shit happen in this class for a lot of folks. So it is the thing to do. Of course, I got herb packs, all sorts of different kind of herbs, CDs for meditation, spiritual baths, a couple of other things, crystals, Ganesha crystals for meditation, belladonna, or, you know, there's a whole list. Email me for that list. Be happy to send it your way. What else we got going on? Aline has the chakra packages, and I told you all about my boy, Jerry Miller, who has the Organite. If you don't know what Organite is, first thing you do is need to research and look it up. And then once you look it up and find how much you need this in your life, one of the best locations to get it from a craftsman is a guy named Jerry Miller. He is on Facebook. And if you can't get him on Facebook, email me, and I'll be happy to forward you his email. Email me at panicpack@hotmail.com, PANICPACK at Hotmail, and we will get it on. So remember, these classes are about to start. Get your ass in class. And I guess we can go to some Q&A after we got all the chatting out of the way. Now I'm back, so that means we're going to do some more. We're going to do more and more talks. We're going to do more and more talk. So also, email me, but with good shit of a subject you may want to deal with that you would like Aline and myself to deal with. Don't hit me with no Tavis Smiley bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask me why Obama wears his hair to the side. I don't give a fuck about that. Don't ask, and I don't want to talk about your personal problems. So think of a subject, and something that's worthwhile, something that more than your personal, more than you can do personally, but could benefit many people. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about doing the clip off. I know I did one before. I can't find it. But I was thinking about dealing with the clip off. I did really quick about an hour on The Wizard of Oz. I just went straight to I didn't think we would do a whole blog talk on it, but it actually got powerful. The Wizard of Oz, I didn't think we would a whole blog talk. It merited a whole blog talk. So one of these days I just felt like talking about The Wizard of Oz and did something online. So if you haven't seen that, you got to go to my occult lectures page. You can also email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll send you all the links to the shows I ever did or to my group on Facebook. If you want to stay in the loop, know when things are happening, you got to join my Facebook group, Pandemonium. Also, occult lectures on YouTube. That's where I'll put up the Bobby. Aline, you got the package that I sent you?
Yes, I sure did.
All right, good. I have Aline DVDs. Yeah, no problem, brother. You know that. I have Aline DVDs, but Aline is still active, and you can get them from Aline, so I don't want to put them up. But you need to get some Aline shit. See, now, in fact, the DVD that I sent them was a copy of his teachings at school. Now, you got to understand, Aline is also a master teacher. One that I've learned plenty from as well. So he's not just a radio show host. And one of his teachings are the 13 tribes of the Illuminati. I believe that's what it's called. But it's basically breaking down the Illuminati and what the Illuminati really is. I think it's probably one of the most important DVDs because there's so much misinformation about what the Illuminati is. How come I'm clear on what the Illuminati is? Actually, is because I've seen that tape a long time ago. And he breaks down the 13 families. See, the Illuminati is a bloodline. It's not a group you can join. There are subordinate groups that you could be initiated into, but Beyonce will never be the Illuminati. It's not from the original 13 families. And Aleem goes in detail on that. So you can contact Aleem. I'm sure he's going to put up his website, but DrAleemElBay.com, I believe. And you can get that. You can get where you could see what the Illuminati truly is, so you can move past what they've been hyping you up to think that they're doing. There's three more chapters that need to be edited in my book. That's it. And we're going to start on Monday, finish that shit up on Monday. Let me say it. I've said it before. I am tired of this fucking book. It is time for it to come out. So I'm going to knock these three chapters out. It has to go to book editing, and then I am printing this shit up and giving it whatever. It is going to be ready. I am so tired of this book shit being hanging over me. It is time. So I'm gonna get this is the year of getting everything out the pot. Everything out the pot. So again, for that Oregon, hit me up for Jerry Miller's information. I'll be happy to pass it your way. And I wouldn't give out his email, but I'm kind of serious. Well, you know, I don't want 1,000 people emailing him. So the people who are serious are going to email me first, and I don't mind passing it on. So there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of action. Get at us, and we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep going with these talks. And I guess now we can hit the phones.
All right, we're going to go to area code 763. Area code 763, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey. Yes, greetings.
Greetings. Good evening, you guys. My name is Shirley.
Yes. How you doing, Shirley?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Can you guys hear me okay?
100%. Yes, we can.
Well, I'm so glad to be able to get through and speak to you guys. So what is it that I can actually talk to you about?
Whatever you like.
Okay.
Whatever you like.
So one of the things that I'm finding on my journey here that is that I am not able to remember my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when I have a dream, I can remember like a piece of it, but not enough to write it down. But mm-hmm. like I'll have one where I can remember it, and then it actually happens. And then I'll mm-hmm. just be in the point talking to somebody like with the same actual person, but I don't say nothing to them about it. It's just mm-hmm. like, wow, you know, and it might not, the whole conversation or whatever happened in a dream won't happen right on that first experience with that person, but then like the next conversation, it just all comes back into what mm-hmm. that dream was. And then I'm just mm-hmm. like, okay.
But to remember your dreams more, mm-hmm. you have to get into a technique called astral traveling. You've heard of it before?
Yeah.
And one of the best books I always recommend is a book called Astral Dynamics by Robert Bruce. It's simple,
okay.
to the point. He doesn't use too much jargon. He's right to the point, and he gives you plenty of exercise. One of the things mm-hmm. he points out is most of us fall asleep and do not go to sleep. So he'll teach you techniques on going to sleep, which means mm-hmm. which initiates bringing consciousness into the astral world. So the more conscious mm-hmm. you are in the astral world, as opposed to leaving your consciousness behind in the physical world as you fall asleep, you're bringing more awareness into that world. So the stuff that's happening won't happen fragmented or sporadically. You're more aware. And you eventually will get into something called lucid dreaming, meaning you'll be more aware of your dreams. So now if you're having future premonitions in your dreams, by mastering astral traveling or some form of mastery of astral traveling, you'll be able to control and maybe deal with some of those dreams as information that you can use to guide your life. So the first thing you have to do is build up the energy where you're aware in the dream world, and that always starts with astral traveling. And even before that, it starts with meditation. So if you're not meditating, you may want a book on meditating, because that shows you how to still and focus the mind. And then that same focus is what you're going to bring into the dream world, or hold on to in the dream world. So you'll find a technique that helps you with that. So this is really a matter of building up that power. See, what you, by your definition, you're telling me of a talent you have, but you have to craft that talent. You have to work that talent. So, you have a talent for it. Like, I tapped into that a while ago. I'm actually tapping into that future shit now. Like, it was crazy. I had a dream. I'm just dreaming about my boy Prince, my man, not the singer, because that motherfucker with the blouse will never meet up with me in the astral world. My boy Prince Allah. And I called him in the dream, I called him on the phone, said some lines, hung up. He called back and was like, where the fuck is them lines from? And I'm like, yeah, I don't remember, but I remember you said that shit back in the day on the da-da-da-da. And hung up in the dream. Immediately, he physically called me on the phone while I'm dreaming about having a conversation with him. So I pick up the phone. I'm like, yo, what up? He's like, well, I said, yo, wasn't I just talking to you, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck was that? He's like, nah, I just called you. So I'm like, yo, I was just talking to you in the dream. So that shit was kind of wild. And then there was another dream where there's this girl who's cool. She actually Khadijah knows her sister in them, and her sister in them met me online. And they're all conscious, but oddly enough, I got cooler with her sister. So she came, she barged in on my ass last Thanksgiving. And so I had a dream. I'm in my office with my drawers on. She barges in again with a dude. So got up, told her to watch this chick just come over. Sure enough, her whole goddamn family came over for pop. Barged in. But they're cool. They're peoples. You know what I'm saying? So I was telling her, I knew she was going to come. So that future premonition. This, I had a dream the other day that motherfucking niggas put an eyeliner on me. I was punching the shit out of him. And then I'm watching Riddick, and this bitch is putting an eyeliner on. So I'm like, I see that all the time. Like, oh, I just was dreaming about that. So it's there. The key is you could do enough work to start controlling that and making it work for you. You get what I'm saying? There's a way to make it work for you in terms of premonition. But astral meditation, astral traveling is the pathway to start that process.
Okay. And then
so
one other thing.
Astral Dynamics by Robert Bruce.
Oh, Robert Bruce. Okay. And then one other thing I wanted to ask you about. Let me write this name down. Because one thing that I noticed, like you were talking about earlier, about how everything is going to start going haywire for a lot of people, you know, humans.
Right.
It used to be like that for me at first, and I will always be the type of person to be like, how come all this crazy stuff is going on? Like, everything would always be going downhill. Like, everything was bad all the time. And then as I started on my – well, I've always been on my journey, but I'm just really understanding now what it is.
Right.
And a lot of the stuff I was bringing on to myself by always thinking the negative aspect of it. So now I'm into the laws of attraction and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been thinking better. But a lot of the stuff I'm dodging now, or I'm finding that I'm able to, you know – not even have to deal with, because I'm thinking better. You know, I really process what I put in. Like, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore because I used to have a lot of nightmares. And I'd be, like, watching Law & Order, like, dang, that happened for real. But so I just kind of got an idea on that. But basically, in my journey now, I'm at a point where I'm not all scattered about. And I'm finding that every point I get to, I get stuck on it for like maybe a month or so, but then I transition to the next step. Like, I want to know more. I want to do more. And then, so now I'm on my magic part. And I'm like, I just feel like I'm just, this is for me. Like, this is something I forgot that I'm remembering now. And so I had sent you an email. I don't know if you know, but or remember me, but I sent you an email. It was really long, and he was like, okay, what's the question?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. If you send a long email, but, I'm not even going to I won't even tell no fairy tales. Just right down to the question. It's like 100 emails waiting now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
It was about the actual classes. Yeah, because I wanted to do one of your classes, and I was just like, it was real hard for me to, yeah. But Let me say this.
Mm-hmm. Because you are conscious and becoming conscious and gaining more light, while your life is getting better because you're going past human plight, human trauma. Now, once you get resonate on a certain level of consciousness, humanity does rear its head every once in a while because you are having a human experience. So what I was talking about is lately more people are more conscious people are running into human experiences as a whole. As a standard, based upon the tools of the trade, and it should be more than a little bit more than laws of attraction. It should actually be the seven laws of Tahuti. That's the more complete understanding. The laws of attraction is a sub-law of cause and effect. And So in other words, where the law of attraction comes from is something more greater. Now, the most easiest way to access that is a document called the Kabbalion, which is actually from the wisdom of Tahuti, the seven laws of Tahuti. You can get a book by Maya, I'll tell you the name of the book in 1 second. Uno momento, por favor. I'll just go get it.
Right. Or you can get Wayne Chandler book on Future.
Right.
John Bain's book, Sacred Science.
Right, and Wayne Chandler's Ancient Future. But one of the best I like because most people get their information from the source and the laws of attraction. This person that addresses it called the secret source. The law of attraction is one of the seven hermetic laws. Here are the other six by Maya DeYoust and Adam Parfrey. Why I recommend that book is because people who understand the laws of attraction, this book is built upon that, built upon you having an understanding of that first, because that's what people got excited about. And but as Aline pointed out, the books that he pointed out are excellent once you understand, once you get past that book. You understand that there are many, many books that deal with the laws of Tahuti. Now, Wayne Chandler is an excellent book because he deals with it from our perspective, one of the best. But if you're trying to understand first with the laws of attraction, this one is usually a good one because it gives you a history and where the laws of attraction were carved out of the bigger picture. And then everything and then everything else is that bigger picture once you get interested. So Maya DeYoust, M-A-J-A, last name D'Aoust.
Wait, can you spell that last name again?
D'Aoust, and her co-author, Adam Parfrey, P-A-R-F-R-E-Y. But like I said, there's plenty of books on it, and like I said, the most easiest obtainable free document is the Kabbalion, which you can just download online. Now, once you have a holistic understanding of the laws of the universe, you can definitely work your life better. In fact, I did a whole chapter in my book that's I swear to you, which is coming, about the laws of attraction and birth. It's one of the things I deal with in class, actually, about the seven laws of Tahuti is one of the lessons. So that's how detail I go into it, and you know, Wayne's one of the books I recommend as well. So as a conscious person, you will notice just by doing conscious work that your life in general becomes better. Because when you're ignorant, what you have is life mastering you. So when you do things like even just the law of attraction or any magical ritual, candle magic, crystal work, fairy work, altar work, any of these things on this long list, what you're doing is just taking a step to control your life. What you've been calling coincidence and shit that just happens, you are now taking control of. So that's why your life is getting better. But within that plateau of energy that you reach, there's still always humanity that's going to show you its ass. The idea is, can you overcome it, or do you have something in your arsenal to combat what's coming down the pipe? You get what I'm saying? Without imploding, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, I had to pull out every goddamn thing I know for my goddamn stepchildren. If we talk about it enough, y'all might just hear me go downstairs and choke the shit out of them. And that's just one of them.
I understand.
That's just one of them. And he's the good one. So you just gotta have things to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To combat them as a conscious person. So it's really about more gaining more and more technique.
Okay.
And then you'll find one thing that you'll have a real talent for, and it'll probably be your main thing. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
At one point, it was candle magic for me, and then I moved on, crystal work. I was oil man for a minute. Everything had to have oils on it. You just keep going.
Okay. And that's, I mean, and from some of your shows with Lady Blue, I learned about crystals and then the other kind of, you know, different kinds of magic you could do and the altars. Mm-hmm. And so I did a lot of that already, not all the way down to a point where I'm mastering it, but I'm starting to get the books that you had listed on a couple of the shows. And so the ones I have now are the ones by Barbara Walker, the Woman's Encyclopedia.
Excellent.
That one.
Excellent.
And then I got those symbols, the sacred objects from her.
Very good.
So I'm starting with those because I'm not familiar with everything, so I figured that would help remind me better.
That's probably the best. Especially if you start anything with symbols, encyclopedias, dictionaries, and all of those things are always perfect to build your library. In her in particular, for a woman, it's probably one of the best series you can have. Barbara G. Walker, she really does hard, good research, on the divine feminine, and it's not even tilted where it's like boys against the girls. It's like some real hardcore shit of understanding about the feminine energy. So it's definitely definitely a must in your library for any woman. It's a must in your library for any body, but a woman definitely is definitely empowering books. You know, when she tells you about the science of the word cunt and the science of the word bitch, was all good news. It was all compliments at one point.
That's what I'm finding.
Right. So, you know, excellent book.
Okay. Well, I appreciate all the information and just the you guys taking the calls and being there. So
no,
I'd like to thank you all very much. I can't believe I was caller number one.
Thanks for coming to me.
Huh?
Sorry, we appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys as well.
All right.
Yes.
We got area code 678. Area code 678, you're on the air. Area code 678.
Atlanta, where are you at?
All right, we're going to go to 512. Area code 512, you're on the line.
Yo, peace, Brother Aline, peace, Brother Panic. This is Brother Michael. Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah, I wanted to say, Brother Panic, I just had, like, two questions. It's like, one was, I hope you got my payment.
Well,
for,
you sent it.
For, like,
sure
herb pack. Okay.
I'm sure of it.
Okay. Well, yeah, like, basically, you know, I've been on the shaman path, or that's what I'm finding out, like, more and more. Like, I could have, you know, came here to do that, or many people could have came here to become that. But I was wondering, as far as the herb pack, do you feel that would be, like, an excellent tool as far as becoming one?
Well, the herb pack does one thing and one thing only. It helps to open up the pineal. So absolutely. Absolutely. And for different strokes for different folks, like I said, what I've noticed over the years of selling the herb pack, that some people, meditation gets better, sleep gets better, focus gets better, chats get better. Or the chatter in their mind when they meditate gets better. I mean, and there's probably 10 other things that people have told me over the years. So the only thing I can say is once you smoke it, you can see what happens.
Right.
What is clear, you will have an effect in your pineal. So if you have a goal of being a shaman, then, you know, two things. You wouldn't need an herb pack because what you just got finished seeing is that's why you came to the planet. So you damn sure didn't come to the planet to get a goddamn herb pack so your life could begin. So will it help out? I believe it will. It cannot hurt you.
Gotcha.
None of it is drugs. The only warning is if you're breastfeeding, do not take it, or you know what I mean, one of the ingredients is too much for a baby. Other than that, piss test, none of it is drugs, none of it gets you high. It is all basically vitamins for the pineal gland. You can smoke it. If you're not a smoker, you can also make it as a tea and get a sip on. And like I said, whatever your agenda is in terms of mental focus, it can only act as a battery for something that's already inside of you. So it doesn't do anything for you but help whatever it is you're trying to do. So if that's what you're trying to do, I can see it doing nothing but helping you.
Hmm. Is that right if I ask one more question? Is that cool? Or
sure, that's fine.
I just said, well, basically, like, this work, like, all that, I mean, I really love that book that you suggested, Darkness Visible. So, like, I darken my room and everything because I really want to have that experience, but not to the extremity of, like, you know, being in the dark for that many days.
Right, right.
But I was wondering, like, how does that process, I mean, I see how it kind of starts, but, like, how long would you say you would need to be in darkness, you say?
Didn't you read the book?
Yeah, but I was saying if you didn't want to go that extreme.
It's either that extreme or it's not, based upon that book. The book is doing one and one thing only. It's telling you about a particular initiation ritual of darkness. So it's no halfway for that book. But if you just want to be in darkness and have melatonin run, do it until you feel something. Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? Do it until you feel something. But if you're trying to accomplish what's said in that book, then he'll tell you the days in that book. But
I was doing it to accomplish the penicillin, or you know that DMT molecule.
Darkness. Starts melatonin flow. So research it and see. You know what I mean? How, I don't know. I don't keep numbers like that on in my head because I don't have.
Right.
You know, I'm not doing it. So it's something you should just go online and look up.
Okay.
See what it says. Well, see what the book says.
Well, I appreciate that so much, brother. And I'm glad to, you know, get an herb pack for the holidays and everything. So I appreciate
all right.
that, yeah. All right,
so
you take it easy, brother.
Mailing out soon. All right, bro.
All right, peace. All right, you're going to area code 909. Area code 909, you're on the line. Area code 909. All right, we're going to area code 386. Area code 386, you're on the line.
Peace.
Okay.
4400, man. That's
did
my missing joint. I loved it.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad there wasn't like an ending. It needed to keep
yeah.
going.
Yeah, it was a sucky ending. But,
and that's 100%.
Do you remember the episode that I was talking about?
I watched them very well. I watched them twice just because it was the only thing I could watch on Netflix, really. So, yeah,
was,
that's 100%.
Yeah, that's Trayvon Martin shit.
Yeah, it's easy. All day.
Yeah, and they made him a Jesus, and they were following
yeah.
him. Because, remember, they need... See, you say, well, what is Trayvon Martin for? I mean, primarily, there's we know there's no Jesus coming back. But they have
yeah.
so they have to keep on giving us substitutes. So they have to keep murdering us to give you something to raise up. So they have to keep
exactly.
crucifying you. So Amadou Diallo and Sean Bell, and it's a part of the same program. So on the 4400, basically without murdering the kid, they just made him a Christ figure with that hoodie and shit. Just made him a Christ figure. And really that's all – Trayvon Martin is a Christ figure, because if there is no Christ figure, you, what point do niggers sit around and go, wait a minute, maybe Jesus ain't coming back. So, but if you keep seeing the template over and over, you know what I'm saying? If you've seen the Soul Train Awards, the way they even just paused for Trayvon's mother, it was like she was married or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we care, and all of this shit. It's like, yeah, we care, but you know we don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just care because it's like, it's exactly what we said it was. It could have been my son.
Oh, it's just something to do. Like, I live so close to the area, man. Like, I mean, real close. And it's back up partying, like. I was just at a really big event in the same area not too long ago. And, like, I couldn't – it was my first time really, like, back out in the public in a way. You know what I mean? Like, at night. And so I couldn't even believe my eyes.
It's like, regular shit again. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over. Like, you know, remember it was all Sean Bell? Niggas don't even remember his name. Oh, Sean Dell. Look, it's social engineering. But like I said, all right, let's say we know that and it's too complex. And hands down, when you watch this episode, it's like, wow. It's like you see the storyline for some shit that's about to happen in the future. It's like
exactly.
it's right off of TV. It's not even like
it's right off. Yeah.
Remember when they all put on them hoods? Like, I am Graham Walker, whatever his name was. And I'm sitting there like, oh, wow. They really, I'm sitting there going, I can't believe this shit is happening. This is too easy.
And that was an old series, too.
Yeah, it was a whole series. The whole series is actually pretty good. And it's a cult. Remember they did the whole Necronomicon. They did In the Mouth of Madness. They did a whole Lovecraft story.
Yeah, there's a lot of good joints on Netflix though. Like, it almost seems like I watched a lot of movies off there, and it just seems like for instance, in Judge Dredd, the newest one,
right.
there's like just a lot of seems dealing with telepathy or some sort of mind play. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but
and,
this year they're doing on TV is the season of the witch. So everything is with
gotcha,
these witches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha,
but there's a thousand witch shows, including the one with Angela Bassett, which was turned to be really corny. And you know, she's so corny because she invoked Marie Laveau. Marie Laveau came through.
Mm-hmm.
And she came through
mm-hmm.
Khadijah. And see, Khadijah will get these channels and don't know who the person is. Like,
right.
So I know
right,
that
right.
she's going to be bullshit. She'd be like, yo, who's Marie Laveau? That type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah.
Like, who's
yeah.
Marie Laveau? I'm like, oh, you don't know who that is? Yeah, I think I
right.
heard the name, but I heard Angela Bassett, and she came through, and there's this witch, and she showed me this and did that and this, that. And we was doing this, and I'll give her the books afterwards. And
oh, yeah.
But then I'm watching this, then at the same time, Angela Bassett is putting it down.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, she do that fucking nativity bullshit just to say sorry. You know what I'm saying? Just threw my whole shit off. Like, because she, you know, she's a big-time Christian. Denzel, too.
Yeah.
And so she said, let me go say sorry for being a witch. And I seen the church sing with Mary J. Blige, you know. But she was putting it down in the beginning, but now I lost interest in the shit. And there was a couple
mm-hmm.
of other witch shows that was out, Khadijah was watching. So I'm like, okay, they pumping this witch shit up. So I've seen them universally get into these trends all the time. Netflix's documentaries are badass. There's another, my man Brother Shabazz from New York told me to watch something on Netflix called Death. And it's about a black grand punk rock band. Where was they from? Philly or some shit? So even the punk rock motherfuckers, niggas started that shit. Punk rock.
All of it.
All of it. They show that shit straight up. All them niggas, Depeche Mode and all them motherfuckers, kings of punk rock, was like, yeah, we got it from Death. And a
mm-hmm.
bunch of niggas. Half the niggas still alive. Regular dread niggas. Punk rock. I'm like, y'all niggas ain't got, y'all white niggas ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Even punk rock is out. So you can find a lot of shit on Netflix. You must watch this Kamari shit. It is fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah, I got you.
Mind-blowing. You got to watch it. This nigga said, look, I just want to see if I can start a religion. Niggas walking around with a big own sign, fucking these niggas. I had them doing dumb shit. And they was just doing it. See the blue light? He was making them chant shit like, I am a fake bullshitter. And these niggas was doing that shit. He said, basically, I'm telling them I'm a fake. Crazy. It's crazy. You got to watch it. But like I said, in the end, it's like he had the realization because he still changed their lives, even with the bullshit. But I said, I get it. These people change their lives through that system. It has nothing to do with what's real, what's fake. This is the illusionary world. So saying Jesus, Mary, or whatever is their belief in whatever is, or their faith is what's getting them through it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
they only stepping up
a little
piece of something what they got.
Right. But, you know, this was all no black people stuff for this shit. This is all white people. But I'm saying this, the human mind within itself, if whatever you choose to buy into is going to become a reality. But see, this is what seems on one level, if you were using logic, it seems stupid and scary, and you could be easily pimped. But on the other hand, it is actually a high science, because once you understand the mind can be manipulated into any reality, then you got a point where you can create whatever fucking reality you desire.
This
and
is
that's the whole
shit,
idea
is.
Of mythology, magic, and black power. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, and then it makes so much sense why we're being fed thousands of hours of bullshit information.
Thousands.
Of bullshit, of constant bullshit information. Because it is dictating our reality. The Illuminati is going to do that. Chemtrails are going to do that. Your food is going to do that. You fell for it.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you believe that eating high fructose corn syrup is going to cause you a stroke, guess what? Why do you think you got a stroke? Why do you think the next man who eat just as much or twice as much did not? In other words, how come a stroke or a heart attack or lung failure or whatever isn't absolute? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
One man who's smoking and the other man. One man believes he's going to get it. One man believes nothing could happen to him.
You can I share a quick story just to
sure.
dovetail off that? I do a side gig every season here and there as a CNA, depending if it's the right client. And I had one patient that had dementia, and like the worst case of it. So not talking, nothing. You know what I mean? Ex jazz player, like used to play Miles Davis and all them cats.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the son was like ex Harvard psychologist and whatnot. So everyone's very educated. Everyone's, you know, it's like a case study going on, the man, et cetera. Like Harvard Medical Journal type shit. Like, he wants to get it published, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, dude ended up, like, really, really, really being into James Brown. He was, like, a ex-James Brown impersonator or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would just always be coming through. He always be telling me, like, put the whole album on. James Brown, I would basically be, we'd be talking all the time. He'd tell me what to get and when to get it, you know what I mean? And he don't talk to nobody else. I mean, he ain't, you know, vibrating. He's just talking, like, you know, eyes. And so that's just an example, I think, of just things that you get from, like, I was in your second season class, and so the shit just, like, you know, it just turns a completely different lens on what you're looking at, man.
Oh, what's your
name? And the shit is fire. Fire, Michael Pratt. You need to get in the class, bro.
Who am I speaking to now?
My name is David Michael.
You was in the class?
I was in your second season, yeah.
Okay. That's a while now. I vaguely remember the name, but because we're up to season, we're up to more than 10. But
I know you're going through it. Yeah. I just wanted for people on the line that, like the girl who tuned in, you definitely should just go do that instead of it just puts you on through.
Well, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
To what you're trying
to do. There. Yeah, it's a big deal. It gets you to the next level.
Yeah. All of them. They all, everyone on the, Aline, all, everyone's at a damn mystery school, and if people don't see it, like, them's the, you know, that's the shit that's going on, in my opinion.
Right.
After looking
right.
at everything, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, kids.
So, I would say definitely stay on these documentaries and that for them shits right there, boy. That's where it's at. I mean, I'm a TV buff. Movie collection. And, you know, but them documentaries is doing it, kid.
Oh, yeah. They're on point.
Right, kids. So we'll talk
right,
soon.
Y'all.
Thanks for the shout out. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Love
all right.
Hi, Dave.
All right. Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate you coming on, sharing that with us. And let's go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to area code 404. 404, you're on the line.
Yo, hello.
Peace.
Hello.
What up?
Yeah, peace. We got you.
I had a feeling I was going to be next. What's going on, everybody? Y'all good?
What's up, man?
Yeah, we good.
This is JB calling from Atlanta, man.
All right. What up?
Oh, man, I got my questions lined up. Let me see. I guess I wanted to know, man, what like, what are some good tools, like, for grounding or balancing, like, when you're dealing with that, when you're dealing with the Kundalini, when it's, you know what I'm saying?
Where you at in Atlanta?
I'm on the west side. I'm on Bankhead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Go too deep in or whatever. Like, it's been kicking up in me since, like, I'm 35 now, right? So it's been kicking up, man, since like 19, I'd say, since I was 19, and you know, my partner. One of my partners, I do music. He turned me on to, you know, the whole the conscious taste, Bobby Hemmett and Phil and all them. So it's been a constant, you know, a constant studying kind of thing. But it's like I didn't really, like, I went through the whole nine with the, you know, the psychiatry, the medication, all that, right? And just here lately, you know, what I did was I guess hindsight being 2020, you know, and all the studying, it all kind of came full circle, and I just kind of went with the flow on it. But I guess my question is, like, just some good tools you may, you know, some good books, or I've been on the net, I've been kind of experimenting with, you know, the diet, you know, I'm hungry as hell, eating chicken and lots of chicken and lots of potatoes and just, you know, experiment with stuff I wouldn't usually eat, like fried foods and fried potatoes and just, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I don't know, I guess I was calling to get some tools from you, like what you suggest as far as grounding, kind of staying balanced and, you know, because the shit will get overwhelming, you know what I'm saying, for me sometimes.
All right, the first thing you need to do is make sure you read. Because as I pointed out earlier, you got to look at what you're doing is electricity.
Electricity?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
These spirits are nothing but electricity. So if you get past good or evil, you know what I'm saying, that bad or good spirit can do anything, if you're grown enough or mature enough to get past that, then you will understand, like electricity, there's ways to access and use it. And there's ways you don't. You don't use a radio in the bathtub. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you don't stick a fork in the light socket. So by reading and understanding some basic understandings about spiritual work, that should give you a confidence that you can in terms of what you can take on. So you must educate yourself. That's number one.
Okay.
And if you need books, just email me. I've done a whole entire shows where I've just given out nothing but books.
I've been like listening. I listen to both of the Kundalini Awakenings on the one you did. I mean that's all I do really is just research. I actually sent you an email. And kind of, I was trying to make sure that you read it because I know in past shows you're like, hey, man, y'all cut that shit out with all that.
It was too long. It was too long. I just don't. I hate like a snob, but it's just so many people that have so many issues. I just don't. I barely have time to even send out packages that people pay for.
I got you. I feel that. I feel that. But go ahead, though. You said it.
They always kick my ass about that.
Right.
So let's say you got that research part down. Then you just need physical tools. If your Kundalini, because if I'm understanding the question, is exploding and you're very excited, you're trying to calm yourself, the first thing you want to do is get crystals.
Crystals, okay.
Get certain books on crystals. You want to get a kaleidoscope of crystals by an author named Melody or the Crystal Bible.
Okay.
I don't know who, but it's such a standard book. All you have to do is look up the Crystal Bible or any encyclopedia on crystals. But the one by Melanie, the author, A Kaleidoscope of Crystals, is pretty, really, really complete. And in it,
Melody.
It'll say, yeah, that's the author's name, just Melody.
Okay.
And it's a standard book, so it shouldn't be hard. By just by Googling that, you'll be able to find it. Okay. Now, in that book, usually crystal stores, white people get with. So there's, I know there's crystals. You're from Atlanta, Phoenix and Dragon.
Right.
You go to Phoenix and Dragon out here. And I'm sure there's another place. Your second choice would be to find some online. But Phoenix the Dragon is just as easy. And once you get there, you can find some of the crystals you need that help ground you.
Okay.
And, or if you need more energy, it'll give you more energy. You need to figure out some sort of meditation. So I don't know if you're saying you want to raise Kundalini.
No.
So you have a lot of energy.
Yeah, what I'm saying is like, let me give you, like, be more specific. You know, I had depression in my head. Like, basically when I was real young, I was into, you know, just regular shit, smoking weed and drinking. And then, you know, I had depression in my head at the point. I didn't know what it was. So then, it was the whole doctor thing. They took me to the doctor and she put me on the medication. And, you know, they hit me with the, yeah, you got to take this for the rest of your life line. So I'm like, okay. And then the more, you know, when my buddy introduced me to, you know, just the whole Bobby Hemmett and just everything that was going on, and this was in 98, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, like what I did was just after studying and experimenting and, you know, I got the one thing that helped me a lot was the Basic Magic by Phil Cooper. That one right there helped me to realize, okay, this is really, you know, this is some mind stuff. So anyway,
right.
To fast forward a little bit, what I started doing was I start kind of just to build confidence. Because at certain times within the period, what I would do is I would say, man, fuck it, I'm not taking it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking this for the rest of my life. So I would get off of it, and then, you know, the pressure would come back. And then what I just found out was that the medication, and then something that even Bobby said was the medication shuts down the melanin. So then I'm like, okay, so just correlating or whatever. What I did was, what I was going to say was I read somewhere else that I think this was on the net. They were saying that when you're on the medication, it stops the process where it's at. It kind of freezes it. So anyway, years go by, whatever. This is, you know, constant. This is like in and out of hospitals a couple of times. So then what I did this last time, which was maybe I'm going to say about 3-4 months ago, what I did was, before that, a year ahead of these 3 months, what I did was kind of just peed it off of it. I cut the doses of the medication, and then when I stopped totally, what happened was there's depression in the head. But at this point, I'm understanding what's going on, so I just kind of fought through it. It wasn't even as intense as, you know, before. So anyway,
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
That medicine does not stop the melanin. First of all, you wouldn't be here if it did.
Right, okay.
Why would you be conscious? So its job is to try to stop the melanin, but the melanin adapts.
Okay, cool, okay.
So you can get that off your mind.
Okay.
And we wouldn't be having this conversation. You would just say, you know something, I think Jesus is the way.
Exactly.
And that's where you would have been. So it's not stopping nothing.
Okay.
Making it harder, I'm sure, but I don't think it's harder than you think. You sound conscious to me. You're reading to me.
Right.
So like I said, I just think you just need maybe tools to start with the mood. And what hits the mood is meditations, crystals.
Okay.
And really dealing with spirits. How much spirits do you deal with?
Now that's something that has always been the part that I haven't delved into yet. You know what I mean? It's been more
in my world. That's the part to dive into.
Okay, got you.
the spirits are, and Bobby Hemmings said it, forming this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the spirit as this. Like, first of all, there are things here that are tangible. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Your phone, your pen, your pencil, your computer, a light, a speaker. These are tangible, and they have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Your speaker has a purpose to emit sound. Your pen has a purpose or an energy or a job to write.
Okay.
Now, there are energies that have a purpose that cannot be so easily defined.
Okay.
So, but we still need to access those energies or those
right.
invisible energies or those non-tangible energies. Those energies are spirits. So
mm-hmm.
what our genius black folks did back in the day said, for these intangible energies, we need to give it names, and we need to give them characters, we need to give them a story, we need to have them interplay with each other and call it a mythology. That's how we can take intangible energies and give the normal human being access to energies that they can use for purposes that are that go beyond just a pen, paper, speaker, light, so on and so forth. So you say Hanneman, Osiris, Oshun, a whole long list of whatever deities, and when they have a color, story, a day, a mood, a feeling, a mythology, what you did was take something intangible, made it tangible in a way to access it. So primarily for healing. So healing, there's nothing tangible for it. We try with medicine, but the ancients called it Baba Luaye, let's just say, in this particular case, and later on St. Lazarus. So we understood by getting this non-tangible understanding of healing called that we now labeled as Baba Luaye or St. Lazarus, we needed an image for. So he has an image. He's on a crutch. He has two dogs. He has a story. He has a statue. So now by bringing this stuff into your house, you're taking something that's non-touchable, non-tangible, non-explainable, and now you have a way to explain it as a formula, as medicine. So
okay.
So the key is to understand these spirits and understand the nature of these invisible spirits, get past the fact that they're bad or good, like the devil and Jesus.
And
get down to can you use them or can you not use them? Do they work for your cause and not for your cause? And then you get them around them. Then there's methodologies for accessing this intangible energy. As a statue, as a picture, the act of pouring or the act of symbology of pouring a libation or giving them a sacrifice in the form of libation is you give them something, they give you something. You talk to it as if it is something human, because what you're doing is trying to invoke. Yes.
I was just saying a good example of that is I Love Lucy. Yep. You see Ricky Ricardo always calling on Babalu Laye.
Okay.
Right, always calling on Babalu Laye. And he was talking,
Oh, man, yeah, okay.
He's talking about
I know what you're talking about. I remember that, yeah.
Tell you something about that. Baba Luaye sits over paralysis. And there was a sister who had a son who got paralyzed, who was conscious. So she was going through the community for help, and eventually me and her paths crossed. And so we were doing channels. A lot of stuff came through for her. And Baba Luaye started to come through. Now, this is what happened in the vision. At this point, this is when everybody was in my dream. She was actually mad. She wasn't showing up in my dream. Now, the one night she did show up, it was me and Bobby standing there. And I'm looking at her Akashic records. And they were Native American, and she was married to this guy. And there was a curse put on them. And through each lifetime, they would be together, but there would be some misery that would befall him. So in this particular life, he was a son who got paralyzed.
Mm.
So they told me that he would never walk in his life again, but I can break the curse. I would have to get with her father, Baba Luaye, and she would not remember this. So now in the dream, I go and sit with her, and I'm telling her, look, you need to remember me. When I come out, you need to listen to everything I'm going to tell you. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she was just that kind of person, too. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, look, just listen to me, and I'm going to talk to your father. Remember Ricky Ricardo. Remember Ricky Ricardo. And she's like, what the fuck is that? She said, well, talk to my father. And the classic Baba Luaye, the African one, came out, not the St. Lazarus with the veiled face.
Okay.
So I remember telling them what was going on, and I was talking to them in a monotone voice. I'm going to come back. I'm going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Bobby's sitting around jumping up and down near me. So I woke up and couldn't figure. Now, right now I'm making it easy, but I couldn't figure out this fucking dream for nothing.
Okay.
Until I put the Ricky Ricardo show, I said, oh, that was fucking Baba Luaye that I was talking to. And she was trying to get us. I got to the Baba Luaye statue, did what we needed to do, so on and so forth. And he told me the curse was broken. He's still, you know, he's not going to walk in this lifetime, but they no longer will go through this again. So I mean, these deities work as formulas now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The deities work as formulas. So you're taking, like I said, the intangible, you're taking something that is undefinable, or so-called undefinable, or hard to define, and you're giving a definition by giving it a character. You're giving it, when you characterize it, you give it a way to access it. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
So now to invoke life into this energy, you do the same thing you naturally did when you was a child. When you had your when your sister had her dolls, or when you had your action figures and took them in the tub and shit with you. You made this shit real. You know what I'm saying? You know, you thought this shit was real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to front. I had a monkey. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Monkey. I used to walk around. I used to walk around the hood. Walk around the hood with Clarence. Clarence the monkey. You know what I'm saying? I was hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Find
Clarence. I knew they threw that nigga away, but I was looking around. Where the fuck did Clarence go? He must have been back in the jungle. I'm like, no, you threw that shit away. Like, when I grew up, I'm like, this nigga threw that shit down the cellar. But, you know, he must have went back to the jungle. You know what I'm saying? Clarence ain't going to the jungle. So I was walking around with Clarence the monkey, and I thought that the shit nigga was real.
Clarence.
You know what I'm saying? But then I got Peter, the train conductor. fucked him right up. You know what I'm saying? Fucked him
right
up. Peter, the train conductor. Had a fucking,
okay.
was a bear with a train suit on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So all that shit to say, like, but you, I made it real. You know what I'm saying? You invoke life into this inanimate object. So you're doing the same thing now with the deities and the spirit. That's why you talk about them as if they, see, that's where we got it confused. So we talk about Obatala like he's alive. Now niggas really think he's alive. Obatala is gonna be mad at you.
Right.
No, that's almost like saying. Fucking
G.I. Joe or anybody,
right? G.I. Joe is going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, Clarence is going to be mad at you. It's like, yeah and no. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not really can't do nothing, but you know, well, I'm still going to respect my monkey, Clarence. I'm not going to keep him on the, well, I kept him on the floor, but you know, that was like, why you got Clarence on the floor like that? Put him on the bed.
Right.
He's mad, but he ain't really mad. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're saying he's mad because you propose that he's mad in your mind because you want to be mad.
That's your interpretation. Okay.
It's your interpretation. So now that's what you have with people with Obatala and Oshun is your fucking interpretation of Oshun being mad. It's like it's not working for you because you're using the energy wrong. You plug in a microwave into a car battery. And it's like, well, how come Oshun is not working? She's mad. You're no fucking mad. You're just doing it wrong. You don't have enough information. Or you on some old technology shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the idea of dealing with spirits is there's a spirit with an emotion that is linked to anything that you can possibly think of or anything you could possibly need. If you're having head issues, that's Obatala sits over the head. So
go ahead.
I would deal with Obatala and see what happens, or something of the such. You know what I'm saying? To see what happens. So, because if you're trying to wean yourself off of medicine, you might as well do it with the help of some invisible energy as well, if you're going to do it anyway. Why do it and just go roar a dog? Do it and invoke some energy.
Right. And I mean, at this point, I'm confident, like, based on the information and based on, I'm not worried about the medicine, but, like, with the spirits, I was always confused, and I never, like, with the different mythologies and names, it was kind of like synonymous to trying to decode the Bible kind of thing. Like, I never read the Bible either, because it's just too, you know what I'm saying? It's too confusing, so that's why I never touched the spirit stuff. But, yeah, I got you.
Right. See, it's been promoted with logic. Like,
right.
See, that's exactly what I was talking about earlier about the science of logic. See, if I look at it logically, it seems like a thousand spirits. But if I show you that you were doing it anyway with Clarence the Monkey,
right?
We ain't said nothing here. You get what I'm saying?
Is that all because the fear, all the doubt,
right,
all that's out the window, right? Okay.
Because you're doing it a certain way, and you're gonna offend some shit.
Exactly.
See, it becomes offensive if you're following a culture, and it should be. So, for instance, if Baba Luai is a part of a culture, and it becomes a system or becomes a tradition to deal with him a certain way, then it is disrespectful to put him on the floor when he's not supposed to be on the floor if culture dictates.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? But if a scientist dictates, you can do anything. You need to,
right.
So it's about levels. It's not about right or wrong. It's about levels. What I'm saying is solid. If you want to be in an initiatory system or in a scary system of I can't do this and I can't do that, that's what it is. You're saying what it is. Well, I can't do that. I can't do that on Tuesday. I can't do that because it's not a full moon. That's what you're telling me. You ain't telling me nothing hot. You're telling me what you can't do. You're telling me you're powerless. That's all. You're just telling me you're powerless. That's all you're doing. Well, I'm trying to tell you that you can tap into ultimate power. I thought you were God.
Do what the fuck you want to do, right.
Do what you want to do. Do as thou wilt. You know what I'm saying? Do as the fuck thou wilt. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing yours or his. This is just, it's like saying electricity is mine. It's just coming to your house right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a story that tour guide from the pyramids thinks he built this shit, Awasi or whatever his name is. He's touring and
Beyonce, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's touring and he's mad that Beyonce didn't say sorry for being late. Motherfucker, you the help. She's so rude, and I'll never keep on the thing. It ain't yours, nigga. Like, how dare she just come and, motherfucker, that ain't yours, Wasi.
Right, that's amazing. I just read that today, just saw that.
Like that shit is somehow his.
Right.
Like, fucking Imhotep is shaking his head at Beyonce.
Right.
So I'm sitting there like, man, you know, it's the arrogance of this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She came in late and didn't say thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga, fuck you, nigga. You a tour guide.
Right.
I'm sure you didn't pay her to come. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm sure she cut you a check to come. Like, she should have went with Quasi. She just took her ass over there with Quasi. You know what I'm saying?
Time.
So, I mean, all I have to say is like, so you get into the spirit. There's a sister who was getting medicine. You know what I'm saying? They had officially, you know, declared.
Right.
Insane. And,
I guess.
She got off the medicine and started fucking with the Egyptian deities. Normal, today, if she's not even in the room today, she'll be downloading this later. Normal, regular, fucking with the deity. Because they are formless. They rescued her from it.
Right,
so
right.
Ultimately, that's what they were for. You know what I'm saying? That's what they were for.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So I would suggest that's one of the next steps that you get into. You know what I'm saying? Like, on a first physical level, you know, crystals are a good way to start grounding yourself. But find some deity to get with. You know what I'm saying? That Yaz is a good deity right now. That's a hoodoo.
What was which one is that?
Yaz. I talked about him earlier. That's Hanuman.
Okay.
I went through this little detail of it. You didn't just at the beginning of the show, just when the show was ready, just listen to the beginning of the show because I went through it. But it's the avatar of Hanuman. And it came through. It came through as one of the names to use now for this human strife.
Okay.
For this human strife, but like I said, there's so many deities you can get into,
okay.
And it's easy to work with. Get you a statue and just go for broke.
So the charging and playing and all that shit. Right, right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's not really
okay.
hard at all. It's probably some of the easiest shit you can do for the biggest payoff that you'll get back.
Well, that's exactly what I need. I got one more, I guess, experience, and I wanted to get your take on it, and then I'll let my eyes go. But you was talking about the dreams earlier, right? This experience I just had, and all this has come, like, you know, as the energy's been moving around, it's been like, the pressure in the head is gone, but it's more so like, it's just like all those wild moments, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, that, you know, correlating, okay, now that makes sense. Or this, you know, everything kind of making sense. But back to the experience, I had a dream, like, and I usually, deja vu is usually, has been pretty prevalent like all my life, but I'm gonna say this was last weekend I just wanted to get out the house, and I just walked around Atlantic Station. It was nighttime. I got in the car and I was driving downtown. So this shit was amazing. Like, I was coming down, I went over this hill. I'm trying to think what street that was. It's one of them side streets off P Street, because it was a game, and I'm trying to get around, you know, the traffic, whatever. So I come down this hill, man, and it was like, it was greater than deja vu. It was like I had actually fucking stepped into the dream. I remember the dream that I had, but it was a deja vu, but it was so much more, It was way more powerful. It was like when I was coming down this hill in the car getting ready to go to P Street, it was like I had actually skipped into the fucking dream. Like, it was deja vu, and I remember the dream, but I'm trying to explain it. You know what I mean? Paint the picture where you could. But when I came down that hill, man, it was like the exact same everything. Like,
so basically, the premonition you dream is a premonition.
Okay, because it was greater than just like a deja vu that I've had, where it'll be like, oh yeah, I've been, you know, like with the deja vu feeling, it's like that inkling or that quick kind of. Well, mine has been like a quick kind of thing. But I don't remember the dream. That's what made this different. Was I actually remember the dream? I remember coming down the hill, and everything was exactly the same. Like I had, you know, went back or something. Like the time, I don't know if the time is, you know, the linear time is breaking. I don't know, man. But I just want to get your take on that experience.
Yeah, it sounds like you just dreamt of the future shit that we talked about earlier.
Okay.
You point out too. I'll be back next week. We're gonna keep going for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? To you know, because we'll never get enough done, so we're going to keep going for a couple of weeks.
I got you. Okay, what is it? It's every Wednesday at 8, right? This is my first time calling.
Every Wednesday at 8. And I'm going to answer your question. Hold on one second. Can you give me the napkin? Tissue. Remember to email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. Classes
okay.
are about to start soon. You want to get into these classes, probably some of the most important shit you can do. Email me so I'll let you know so you can find out what all the classes are about. We've got the herb packs. Email Dr. Aline. Hit him up on his website, dralinelbay.com. He has the chakra packages. So for instance, those crystals that you need to ground yourself, bruh, you should be able to get them from Aline directly.
Okay.
He has a whole chakra thing going on. For Jerry Miller for Oregon, like I said, you can't contact Jerry on Facebook. Email me and I'll give you Jerry's info.
Okay. What's Aline again? Hit me with Aline one more time.
DrAlineElBay.com.
DrAlineElBay.com. I got you.
Yeah. And all right, with the dream, what's happening seems like and I noticed this with a few people. People are just having premonitions of the future, that deja vu. So I'm gonna see what this phenomenon. Like I said, just a couple of things happened with me. So I want to see where this phenomenon leads. If it is a phase based upon some comic shit, which is always happening, or if it's something. Or if there's another level that has opened up. But I'm starting to hear more and more stories of people having premonitions of the future in their dreams. Or, there's always been that element there, but now it seems like it's a little bit stronger. So we'll see. We don't know what it is yet. We'll see if there's a phase or if it's something we're starting to tap into.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Now we're going to go to area code 662. Area code 662, you're on the line.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes
we can.
How do you do?
Okay, how you doing? I have two questions, and one of them is about the comet. How would it affect us, people on planet the Earth? Would it open our consciousness, or would it,
What? Say that again.
The comet. This new comet is coming. This ionic comet that they're talking about.
I hope so. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. For me personally, I hear about a comet every other 3 weeks, and something's supposed to happen. Like I said, as soon as we start flying around this motherfucker, then we'll know what happened. But everything is gonna everything as above, so below; as within, so without. So there's definitely something that's happening. To put your finger on it sometimes, maybe a little bit more complex. And like I said, me personally, I'm at a level of consciousness where a lot of these things, I don't see a big effect. But people who are on their path, certain comets or sunspots or time periods may open them up to something else, and we'll notice trends in the black community, trends in consciousness, or even trends in ignorant people. So it's a reaction. What the reaction will be, you just never know. I not only will say you never know, somebody who's studying it, if this has happened before or something has happened, will tell you, well, this will happen, and the last time this happened. See, last time Venus was in transit, or each time Venus in transit, a new form of communication happens on the planet Earth. Prior to the last one, it was the Internet.
Okay. You have time for one more question? Okay. Well, I noticed that sometimes my chakras come online, all of them be spinning at the same time through my whole body, mostly when the weather be changing, like rainstorms or something like that, or
how do you know that?
Because just before it started raining, I started feeling just a spinning vibrations in my hand, my feet, my toes, my whole body, and the same positions that my chakras are, from my head to my neck, throat, abdomen, all the way down. So one time I noticed when Hurricane Katrina was coming in, that my chakras were spinning just strongly, strong vibration, and I also was having a strong vibration in the forehead. So I was wondering, when those energies come online, when the weather be changing, what's the best thing to do? We thought meditation or
no, tell me. I know what to wear. Yeah, give me a call. Like, a hurricane's coming, nigga, batting down the hatches. well, you know, that magnetic, there's a change in magnetism when that happens. You know, I'm not trying to compare you to say animals feel the same thing when it happens. Not because, you know, not to be degrading, but they're still in tune with the earth. So you being in tune, you're just picking up on the energy. So animals don't meditate when that shit happens. The motherfuckers get the fuck out of town. They look for high ground. You might want to go on a mountain or some shit. It's like, depending on how much tingling you got going on.
Yeah.
But I think y'all don't do what you feel like doing, man. I guess it's just still tapped in. I don't know if that benefits in terms of spirituality, in terms of, like, if you start meditating, you're going to tap into something on that day that you wouldn't tap into on another day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing I can say is experiment and see what happens with something like that. But it seems to me is just you're just tuned into the earth's magnetic core, whatever generates that energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like the woolly mammoth.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
The woolly mammoth used to know. All right, sis.
All right. We got area code 757. Area code 757, you're on the line.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
All right, we're doing. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be on the line. Okay. I got four questions here. Okay. How can I better maintain my trance states?
What?
Did you hear me?
How can you better maintain your trance state? What are you doing to get in your trance?
I stare at walls, and I stare at pattern material. And I find myself
stare at the wall longer, and that enhances your trance state.
Okay.
Like there's nothing. I mean, whatever it is you're doing to get in the trance state, the whole purpose of any trance state is to stay in that moment. So it's about you being able to stay focused. So whatever is making you get there in the first place is working. So now you just have to maintain it. There's nothing I can say that's going to make you stay in the trance state better than what you can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
There's plenty of things that work for me, you know what I'm saying? I could eat a Twix bar and go in the trance. So that may work for me. Now I would say this, and I hate to sound like a cheap salesman, but a herb pack can help, you know what I'm saying? Get some crystals, that'll help, you know what I mean? Anything that's going to alter your consciousness. Staring at the wall is scrying, which is absolutely good. It's, even though it sounds like some dumb shit, but it's some shit. That's or staring at a pattern. That's actually called scrying. It's actually science. There's a book called Scrying for Beginners. You can find it under that. I don't want to feel like turning so lazy. I don't feel like turning around and find the altar. But Scrying for Beginners. Or anything you find scrying. Nostradamus was scrying. So if it's working for you, you're just going to have to figure out a way to stay in that zone yourself. All right, question number two.
Okay. When I'm doing sigil magic, what's the science behind slashing down the letters and breaking that down into a symbol? How does that...
I teach that in my class, and quite frankly, what's happening is your logical mind is looking for a sentence, something that's tangible. But because it's tangible, that same logical mind uses its ability to block. So everyone wants to be rich, but nobody is rich, and nobody's really getting rich because there's something in you that's sabotaging the path to your money, something in the way. So the idea of a sigil is if you're taking a phrase or a sentence or an intention and making it a symbol, you're bypassing your conscious mind. You're bypassing logic, and you're going directly to the source of what creates your reality, which is the subconscious mind. So you're taking a symbol or a picture that tells 1,000 words and programming the subconscious mind with intention. Therefore, if you program with the intention, you bypass the opportunity to shut down your goal. So the idea of symbolizing it is a way of bypassing logic and programming your subconscious mind. And the next question?
Okay. Is there a sigil or symbol associated with Hanuman or Yav that I could find or use to help communicate with Yav?
The easiest thing to do is probably look that up online, but mostly with Hindu mythology, more than sigils or symbols, they use more imagery. So you'll see Hanuman's famous long tail bridge shot of Hanuman flying, or Hanuman saving Lakshmana, or Hanuman holding Sri Lanka, or Hanuman flying with that medicine in his hand. You'll see these pictures depicted over and over again. So that those become the actual symbols in Hindu mythology. So their poses and this constant depiction of the mythology is usually bigger in Hindu mythology. So with Hanuman, you'll probably get some pictures of him in that same pose, that one knee with his heart open and all of that. You'll see it over and over again because his symbols are actually his talismans. All right, next question. And you can also take his name and create a sigil.
Oh, thank you.
Yourself, why not?
All right. This is something that, I mean, I guess anything is possible, but can spirits and demons, angels manifest themselves as physical beings on Earth?
No, I mean, you know, this ain't the Crossroads video, you know what I'm saying? See, you're at the crossroads. You ain't going to see that shit. What you have is these energies can possess a human being. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And the pathway to that possession is based upon these people's thoughts. So and usually these are low thoughts of fear or weakness. You get what I'm saying? Or you asking for it, oh, take me over, Calgon, take me away. So the spirit, demon, devil, or whatever you want to call it, can manifest through a person's behavior, through them being possessed, obsessed, in a phase, zoned the fuck out, and so on and so forth. But really, all of these demons, angels, spirits are in you anyway. You get what I'm saying? So they're not bad in the context of good versus evil. They're bad in the context of your cultural situation. So if you're in Walmart swinging an axe, that's bad. But if you had the fucking Hunger Games swinging the axe, you're the man. You get what I'm saying? So that spirit of whoever's swinging the axe, let's just say, that you're letting possess you, that's in you, there's a place and time for all of it, and it can be considered evil in one location and a virtue in the next. So if you got to look at it more along them there lines. So there's not nothing that's going to walk on the earth. Now, I mean, I've seen stuff from other dimensions kind of show the fuck up and kind of bounce out, like make themselves known that they exist and that they're there. But they're sitting down eating dinner and saying, who is that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Like where did that, you know, there's stories of that. Me, I've never seen nothing like that, and, you know, so on and so forth.
Okay.
But you've heard stories like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problemo.
All right.
right, we're going to go to area code 860-860. You on the line. All right, we're going to go to area code 267. Area code 267, you on the line.
Hello, Brother Finn. Okay, Nick, my name is Melissa, and I'm just calling to ask a question. I have a cat, and I adore my cat, but for like the last few months, he has been meowing. And it's getting to a point where it's so annoying. It's like he look at the walls, and he just meows and meows. And, you know, he's pretty much he's spoiled. He has everything that a cat supposed to have.
Is he fixed?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's about 2 years old now.
He's not horny.
No.
I don't know.
We got rid of our fucking cats.
Them motherfucking bastards.
Both of them vanished.
I was a cat lover. But his ass had to go.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, well, another question.
I'm not a pet whisperer.
Okay. Okay, one more thing I wanted to ask about. I feel as though, like, personally, I am ready now to start interacting with my ancestors. Like, I already do give them offerings and, you know, I feed them. But I'm to a point now I would like to pretty much be, like, how can I say, like, communicating with them. In other words, hearing what they tell me to do or what should I go do, things of that nature. So I'm like, to a point where...
Have you ever communicated with them?
Well, yes, as far as like I'm speaking to them, but I'm to a point where I want to, if I'm saying it correctly, I want to hear what they're saying to me.
They never spoke back to you?
Well, I'm saying as far as like, I say like, how can I say, like, in subtle ways they have, but I pretty much
It don't get no better than that.
Oh, okay.
Give me an example of a subtle way.
Oh, like for an example, like say if I was speaking to them or give an offering in the next day or two, something would happen within the family, I knew that only me speaking to them is the only reason why it could happen. That's how I'm
What in the world else would you need? That's it. If you listen closely to what you said, you do something, and the next day, because of what you did, some shit happened. Take a bow. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Take a bow. Like you know what I mean? Say ta-da. There's nothing. I mean, first of all, we got to remember, spiritual communication is subtle energy, even though it can be in your face energy. But primarily is subtle energy. You have them whispering you. Maybe that's why your cat is yelling. They're trying to yell at your ass. It's working! Meow! It's working!
Yes.
And if he's looking at the wall, he's probably looking at some spirits. Now, you have to take everything that you get and raise that up. Because remember, if you do nothing, you get nothing. If you do something, then whatever you get is what you get. That's where you at. Revel in that shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't get to say, I do this, and 2 days later, because I did that, that happened. Or how do I talk to them? That doesn't even make no sense.
Okay.
That's almost like, my girl's pregnant, but we don't know how to have sex. Fucking pregnant, son. Apparently you do. We're looking for a big explosion, a big bang. A lot of this shit is subtle. That's another thing I should bring up. A lot of this shit is subtle energy. A lot of this intuitive energy, intuition. That's what this is about. This is that little voice in you that says, you know, something left, not right, or right, not left. Now I got this GED or whatever the fuck you're trying to do. Now it's working. You know what I'm saying?
One more thing I want to ask you about the panic. I think I'm in a mindset if I don't know if I am or not, I would like to start, if I hope I'm saying the right thing, to see different levels of energy or spirits. I don't want to be, make sure, you correct me, I basically want to start to see the beyond the veil. I put it like that.
Then all you have to do is look. there's nothing.
He said, look.
Yeah, there's nothing in you that's stopping you, but it seems like you think that there's something you're going to see that you ain't never seen before. You know what I'm saying? When you pass that veil, know what you're going to see? Same slack-ass niggas you looking at right now.
Okay. But see, what it is that my sister?
If you're looking, listen closely now. If you're looking for something, and it seems like you're looking for a difference, and that may be your problem. Consciousness is not about becoming different. It's about understanding what it is you already are. So you need to understand first and foremost that it's happening, and the way that it's happening to you is exactly how it's supposed to happen to you, is exactly how you agreed that you need that communication. But you have to recognize what you're getting as communication, and you have to be able to enjoy and be satisfied with that for that to even go to the next level. If you're looking for constantly looking for another satisfactory level, you will never find it. You get what I'm saying? It's one of them motherfuckers where you busting a good nut, but you saying, I know there's better. It's like, but you busting a nut, but look at the type of nuts you having right now. But I know there's better. It's like you never really can enjoy what you got going on right now because in your mind you feel that there's something better. You know what I'm saying?
And one more thing, actually, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
My sister, yeah, she's not even practicing no kind of like spiritual consciousness or anything, but she can see spirits like you open the door, you go outside with a door, she can see like whatever it is that she wants to see. I'm like, how are you able to see that where she's not like me who's focused on, you know, being a high conscious level? But she can see spirits like turn on your light.
Does she have trauma in her life?
Oh yes, she don't have. Yes.
most people with trauma can see that shit.
Okay.
Because when you have trauma, a lot of your spiritual self or your astral self usually goes into another world. So it's not like she's seeing them in this world; she's seeing the other world because it's a form of escaping. So. Girls who've been molested, that's probably one of the most spiritual. There was this, or beaten. There was this one chick I was fucking with back in the day, and, you know, she was really abused. Like, her pops used to beat her with bike chains and shit like that. And she used to tell me she used to leave her body and be laughing. I'm like, yeah, whatever, bitch, until I started sleeping next to this hoe. Woo! I see this motherfucker just chilling over her body. We used to be fucking in the dark. I used to see all sorts of demonic shit in her face. I was like, get off of me. Like, fucking real sick.
Okay.
I used to wake up with scratches and shit. Like, what the fuck, son? Like,
okay, I understand
that. She was telling me she was fucking with these niggas. He said the niggas woke up paralyzed, you know, for like fucking 25 minutes. You know, the niggas just woke up paralyzed. He said he got up and was like, woo, okay, later, bitch. Never came back.
All
because
she
was abused. So she's escaping that world, and it's not like she's only seeing what's all way around. See, when we have a normal, logical life, we're sitting around saying there's no reason to see it. It doesn't exist. When I had to move from. In Atlanta, we had to move to this house, but it took a week to get ready, so we had to do that hotel with them fucking cats. Five cats in the goddamn bathroom in an overnight hotel. Believe you me, I was seeing motherfucking ghouls and goblins walk around. I tell them niggas, I just want to come with y'all. I don't want to hang around this motherfucker. Kill me now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See them all day, standing right there. But you're really looking at, you're actually leaving this dimension. It's not like, which is merged, which is there all the time.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brother Janet.
But if she's not seeing it, it doesn't matter because they're not helping her anyway. Just by seeing it, that doesn't help shit.
You're right. That's the truth. That's the truth right there.
You're doing much more than she's doing by talking to your ancestors having a reaction.
Right. I do keep in contact with them all the majority of the time. I just thought that I could try to take it on to another high frequency, a high level.
Well,
but I guess
you can.
Doing...
Just tell yourself that you are. And whatever it is, you need to be satisfied with where you are right now, and then try and experiment on your own to go to the next level, whatever you define, not by what I say, well, this is the next level, so go ahead. You get what I'm saying? So if you say, I'm talking to this one and doing that one, let me try to talk to this one and do that one. Let me try to get that one to do this. Play your own game.
And you know one more thing, Brother Pat, I do agree with you about the different deities. Like I have Oshun and Yemaya in my home, but I have also in the statues on me. And I also decided I would like to get Molly Walter. You know, I was told that her energy walks with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was told from several other people. I was thinking about setting up a shrine or, let's say a shrine, but a statue of Molly Walter. Would that be all right, too? Because I was told to the past, don't mix deities.
Like, think about it. Well, come on now. Think about that. You see, that's the kind of mentality I definitely talk against.
Okay,
Do as thou wilt. Who the fuck
cares? You're right.
Would that be all right?
You're right. I do agree. Mm-hmm.
Who says it wouldn't?
You're right.
Explain to me the method, the person, or the science that says it wouldn't. What's the origin that says it wouldn't? Yeah, that's what I thought. Jesus Christ. Christianity.
You're right. Some nigga on
the web. You know what I'm saying? If you probe your own mind, you find none of that shit is solid in your own fucking mind.
Yeah, you're right.
Some shit you heard somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then I'm about to tell you some other shit you heard somewhere. No, go ahead and do it. No, you got to be a G. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's the nature of this shit. Do what the fuck you want to do. Who's going to stop you? She going to beat you up? You going to go down to Walmart. This is Mommy Ward, motherfucker. Why you do that? No, I'm just saying, bitch. Come on. This is me, Mommy Water. I don't make no sense.
Okay.
Now,
well,
I had this conversation before. When I was in New York, in Brooklyn, small space, New York, all my deities were mixed together and it was fine. That's all I could afford. That's all I could do. That's what was my reflection. When I came to Atlanta and had more space and did the same thing, that's when I had a problem because now I had the space to separate certain deities, certain pantheons. So when I started mixing it together, like I was used to in Brooklyn, it was a little bit more havoc because my living condition didn't add up with how I was setting up my feng shui. So what I started doing was I made the fairy kingdom. There's a Zen kingdom. There's a African kingdom. There's the Egyptian kingdom. There's the Baphomet shit. I got shit for my subconscious mind. We got a whole entire spirit room upstairs, ancestors, Yemaya, Oshun, Ogun, Omak altar, Hindu altars, all that shit is separated. And now the energy is placed to breathe, not because it was happening, because of my personal living condition. So you do what you got to do based upon how you live. These are just goddesses, you know what I'm saying? If they don't have a mythology, that's the only thing you're looking out for. Horus and Set shouldn't be together. In the mythology, the energy represents two different things. So it's going to cause havoc in the house. Separate Horus and Set. That's it. Whatever in the mythology. But ain't no God. I mean, if you can, put Mommy Water on one side, Yemaya on the other side. They ain't got to be in the same place.
Right. I understand now. I just thank you for this. Help me to understand this more in a practical sense, you know. Just hear other people speak about things like, oh, you can't have certain deities and that nature. But now I have a good comprehension on what you're saying to me, and I appreciate it. I just want to say thank you again.
Yeah, don't fall into the religious mindset. Because really, if you question where it comes from, guarantee you, that's I'll get that silence all the time. Because it only comes from your own fear that's this stems from religion. Religion is a whole story about what you can't do. All we did was transfer the same mentality into this shit. You can't do that. Somebody's going to be mad. Hey, no, come on, man. Think about this. Let's pretend you are Mommy Water.
Okay.
And I put you on a statue, put you on the altar with Yim and Yah. You think you're in the cosmos mad? You think there's a lady in the cosmos going, this bitch, how dare her? You think that. Think about that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait till I see this bitch. Wait till I see this bitch.
She put me on her altar with Yim and Yah. Oh, shit. First of all, they're the same deity. First of all, they're the same deity. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But you think, think about the alternative. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
Shit, look what the fuck she did. Oh, it's on now. Is that what you think she's saying? I'm going to get her back. Just like that other dumb shit. This nigga Sean Cook brung it up. You ever go to the Orisha thing and they tell you you got to put on a white hat?
Yeah. Yes.
Why do they tell you? Why do you have to tell you to put on a white hat?
I guess for purity and corrupt different kinds of spirits, I think they told me. They had mentioned it to me.
Okay, so now you're dealing with a deity that could change your life, that you're praying to, but it can't get through the white hat? You know what I'm saying? He told me this shit. I'm like, this is kind of interesting. He said, this Mommy Water and Yim and Yah and Obatala, these are the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. But not if you got that white hat on. You got the white hat on, they can't get it. They can't make it through the white hat. So you worshiping some shit that can't get through the white hat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Come on now, get it together. We not even thinking no more. Oh, shit, I'm straight. I got my white hat on. The deity of the universe that I'm kissing his ass, pouring all his water, giving all this fucking fruit and shit to, that I'm asking to change my life, that I got married to, can't make it through the white hat, son. Can't make it through the white hat. So it's like, we're not even thinking no more. This shit is so fucking ridiculous. We're not even thinking no fucking more. Can't make it through the white hat. He told me that shit. I'm like, yeah, nigga, she's funny for that. She, I don't know why I'm worse than some shit that can't fucking penetrate a white hat.
Wow.
Right. So, we're not even thinking any fucking more. You know what I'm saying? I'm in this drumming with a pizza hat on in the mirror going, what the fuck? I look like I'm about to make a fucking large pepperoni.
Right.
So
that's the truth, man.
We need to reevaluate how we think about these things. And that's some of the overall stuff that I was talking about tonight. We need to reevaluate how we think about these things and where the origin is from. Because if you think of the origin, it fucking makes no sense. First of all, let's be clear on this. Voodoo, and if you get Marlo Regard's book, Secrets of Voodoo, because once all the African slaves from the West, a host load of them were caught and they were mixed together, they then took all many African systems and created voodoo. So voodoo is not a pure religion that they were practicing. It's a collection of different pure religions. So all this voodoo and you must be initiated, and voodoo is real, even that's an amalgamation or an update. And within the realm of voodoo, the Petros was an update on the voodoo based upon the war. So that shows you that the ancestors was constantly thinking, the black folks were constantly thinking that this shit needed and should, could, and has been updated. They used much gunpowder because the white man was using gunpowder against them, so more in the Petro, there's gunpowder in the rituals. They factored in an element of something new to combat spiritually something that was new that was happening to them. What I'm talking about is not fucking radical. You know what I'm saying? The voodoo that you're talking about, that you're trying to keep pure, is an amalgamation of fucking many different religions. So you need to get it together.
Secrets of Voodoo, Milo Regard. He names all the goddamn African countries that are involved in or have a part in voodoo, and the Fa people and the Fon people and the this people and the that people, the Dogos and the Dahomey and all of these motherfuckers that was a part of the African slave trade came up with voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
So telling you, you know, we need to we update when necessary. Using America now. America. Remember that shit from Roots? Boy, you in America now. Grits, dummy. Time to update. Grits, dummy. Time to update.
Oh, okay.
You cannot do the same African shit thinking you're going to get a new result. That's the definition of insanity.
Yeah, right.
You need to do some African-American shit, whatever that is.
Well, yeah. I understand, and I just thank you once again, okay? Speak to you soon.
No problem.
For the panic. Okay, bye-bye.
No problem. No problem, sis.
Let's go back to the phone lines. We got area code 609. Area code 609. You're on the line.
I can't remember just that. Well, what's the number? It's around 73.
Right.
Well, hey. The truck got to me before. They said the truck down with the temperature was down to 5. Okay. So,
drop that science, nigga.
Hold on. How the fuck did temperature get all the way down to 59?
Well, who's
in the car? Is that your job? That, we supposed to go now. We're supposed to go out there.
He sound like he's about to beat his lady.
Like he has some problems. All right.
That's your job, bitch? That's not your job. That ain't your job, bitch. That's what I do.
All right, we got area code 225. 225, yo.
Oh, I thought that
that's
was bread.
Well, that's her arguing back. Look, nigga, you don't be doing shit anyway.
I thought that was bread. I'm not.
Area code 225.
Right, that's why my mama don't like you, nigga. That's why my mama don't like you, nigga.
Right,
you and your mama always in my business, bitch. Your mama and your goddamn sister.
We'll go to area code 774.
Hold tap. Brother Eileen, Brother Panic, how are you both?
How you doing?
Peace. Thank you.
Thanks for the invitation I received today from Facebook. This is Sekhmet Hotep. And, I've been listening for a while, and I got 3 cell phones. I'm at work, so I had to just keep recharging one and, you know, redialing and hoping that I could, finally get through. So the patience does pay off. I wanted to mention one thing first off was about seeing numbers on a digital display of a clock, which would always be the same, like 3-digit or 4-digit numbers, meaning 1111 or 333 or 222. And a lot of times I'll also see my birthday, which is 622. So I'm wondering if you know if that has a part of, the whole intuition thing. It's like I don't look at the clock to say, oh, is it, 1111 yet? It's just I just happen to look, and I'll say, oh, damn. This happens all the time, and it's been happening for maybe the past 2 years.
Well,
I wanted to know if either one of you had anything to say about that.
Well, what I would say is we have an internal clock. I would hate to burst bubbles, but I've never seen that as anything too special. That
okay.
Every person I've known has said, I always look at the clock and it's 5:27 or 5. But we do have mine is 4:44.
Okay.
So we have an internal clock. I mean, this has been happening since I was a kid.
You have an internal clock, so it's something in your psyche. Once you start convincing yourself of it, then your clock just brings you there. That's what I noticed, because I don't see nothing else that manifests after that digital clock. You know what I mean? So if it was like, oh, shit, the number hit, and it's that number all the time, then I'd be like, wait a minute, there's something to this. But nothing never happens. It's just the clock number. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, only thing I've noticed, and I've tried, but believe me, I tried with that shit. Ain't nothing happening with that shit. No lotto numbers, no scratch-offs, nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Not even good,
you ever get to the cash register and it's that number? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's that number, and that don't mean nothing. It's just you bought a hero and you're just a hero and some chips. It's like, oh, shit, it came up to 444. Oh, shit, something's going to happen. It's like, oh, ain't nothing happened. Okay, well, I guess it's some good chips. Or maybe I'm going to die at that time. That's the time I'm going
to
die at 444.
Like if you think of something hard enough, that, say like you're searching in the bookstore for a particular book, and you know you've been searching high and low, but I don't know if it's like the desire or the need to want to find this particular book pushes you to the point where you don't give up and you actually find what it is you're looking for. So,
but that's
law of attraction kind of thing, or
I guess you could put it under that umbrella. But I mean, if you look at this, it's magnetism, cause and effect, which is under the laws of attraction. I mean, if you're vibrating on that, you're trying to resonate with that level, which is basically find this book or find this information. So eventually you're going to magnetize yourself to it. Same way you find a boyfriend, same way you find the speakers you want. Because that may not necessarily be a book, and it's got to be the laws of attraction kind of thing, because it's like if you want a Snickers bar, you do the same kind of thing. Oh, Snickers, 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 until you eventually get one. It's just you just know where to get that, and it's easier to get. You know what I'm saying? See, the book story sounds a little bit more mystical because you don't know where to get it. So when it manifests, you're like, well, oh, that's magical. But you know where to get a Snickers. So when it manifests, you go, oh, that's just me going to the store. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's clearly your thoughts, because there's absolutely nothing in your mind that could emerge without being from a prior thought anyway. So if anything, it's just this magnetism. You can say law of attraction. But you willing it so hard that you eventually subconsciously bring yourself to that. And actually, if you actually program the intention and forget it, it happens quicker.
Okay.
That's the whole idea of magic, that you're doing things to impact the subconscious mind, where this stuff is working beyond your conscious mind's ability to sabotage it.
Okay.
So somewhere along the line with you were able to get your conscious mind to agree that you're able to find books, because the next person will be able to tell you, I never find books.
Mm-hmm.
Because in their mind, they haven't been able to consciously attract the books, because their conscious mind is telling them they'll never find it. But your conscious mind is telling you, I always get what I want. You get it? In this particular case. So like I said, it's all about what you can convince yourself of. So if you believe this is a part of your power, then it becomes a part of your power. Or leave it to me, I'll get the book. You're that person. The next person is like, I never get the book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The difference is just how y'all think. So
I thank you for that. And just one quick thing is, I saw something quickly on Facebook about drawing money to you by burning a green candle.
Mm-hmm.
You heard anything about this? This is the first time I'm hearing. The second time I've heard this. But I haven't started up. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yes, I teach candle magic in my class, and So we go into detail. Candles, I teach the science of it, because what you're doing with what a flame does is one of the things that gets you in what you call alpha state. An alpha state is the state where the subconscious mind dominates the conscious mind. And then whatever your intention is, you're programming the subconscious mind with that flame. So color frequencies, green is the color frequency of abundance. That's why plants and the planet is green, so money represents green or currency. So by aligning yourself up symbolically with the color, with the flame, the programming, and whatever ritual, whatever smell or anoint or whatever you use to anoint the candle, there's specific techniques, like I said, to lighten that candle or the mindset to get into to attract, because it's still more laws of attraction. You're just using now a ritualistic tool to line your mind up. That's what any ritual is. It's all cause and effect, which later, like I said, for better known as laws of attraction, it's all of that, but in every ritual is that, and every ritual is a way of programming, mind control, self-programming, self-hypnosis. The candle is self-hypnosis. Color frequencies hold an impact. Color dictates mood. Red dictates a mood. Green dictates a mood. Black dictates a mood. Pink dictates a mood. So with that in mind, all of these different energies have been mapped out to certain colors and certain color candles. Green being money, prosperity, and so on, heart chakra and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, does it work? Yes, but it works along with your willpower.
Okay.
So, in other words, you just don't light the candle and all of a sudden, okay, I'll see you later. you're lighting it up and you're using it to self-program, to hypnotize yourself into attracting what it is you want via the subconscious mind, i.e. bypassing the conscious mind, which is telling you you should be broke and telling you it doesn't believe you should be rich. Well, not because it's being mean, because it's trying to keep you the same. Your conscious mind seeks to keep you the same. So any form of change has to come from the subconscious mind, because the conscious mind is trying to keep you normal. So if I say there are pigs flying, it's not bad or good. You're not going to believe it, because it breaks you from being normal. So your conscious mind, so you being rich breaks you from being normal. You
right.
being the problem solver sometimes breaks you out from being normal. You being unclumsy breaks you out from normalcy. So your conscious mind tells you that you are clumsy, not because it's trying to be mean, because it's trying to keep you the same.
Yeah.
Because you feel safety in being the same. You get what I'm saying? It's a little bit more difficult to be something new. So
once you break out of that, it can't have that hold on you anymore.
Well, the idea of magic. And the idea of magic and ritual is to bypass that process, and that's what I teach, how to get past where you're going past the conscious mind, where you're not even asking it for permission. You're not even dealing with it on a level where it has the opportunity to sabotage what it is you're trying to do. So you're getting directly to the source. That's what I teach in my class, how to go directly to the source, which is the subconscious mind, which is where your magical reality starts to take place. And magic is only what you believe in. It's only what you believe in, or what someone can get you to believe in. You get what I'm saying? So, again,
mm-hmm.
that's why I point out why people are constantly trying to get you to believe their bullshit. You believe their bullshit enough that we even speak about them as the opposite. Well, I'm better, I'm a god, I'm a this, I'm a that. It's like the mere fact that you think that their opposition is a compliment for them. They're not even your opposition. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's scientific just to make you think that they are actually your competitor, when you don't even have to factor them in for your reality. And really this is because this is why they beat you and Willie Lynch you to death, because they were reprogramming you. And then they told you this will work for years to come. Well, what were you talking about? They were talking about you will always have a conscious plight on trying to get out of this. They always could, no matter how far you get out, there's a way to rope you back in, i.e. Trayvon, Sean Bell,
There's always going to be a way to go. No matter how far you go, they always have a noose around your neck. And it's in by if you look at that 4400 episode, episode 4, number 1, you'll see that they wrote a script to kick in your ass. Sporadic is a script to kick in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Okay, I'd like to ask you both for your email addresses or your websites.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm panicpack@hotmail.com. PANICPACK at Hotmail. Panicpack at Hotmail. Yeah,
okay,
you can get any information on any of the products that I pimp off, you know, herb packs of the pineal gland and classes.
Okay.
And if you just want free links to all the shows I've done, I'll be happy to do that. Just email me, say links, and I'll be happy to pass off any of the links so you can get plenty of free information, which is more valuable than anything I sell.
All right.
Thousand hours of information.
All right. And Brother Ali, do you have an email or website?
Yes, you can go to my website, www.DrAlimElBay.com. That's DrAlimElBay. DrAlimElBay.com. And you can go to any section there. We have herbs. We have chakra crystals. We have candles, books, other types of jewelry and copper and everything else you can possibly think of. So just go there and check everything out. Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks. And Brother Panic, you mentioned a book earlier to one of the sisters about astrodynamics. What's the guy's name again? Something Bruce?
Robert Bruce.
Oh, Robert Bruce. Okay.
Robert Bruce.
All right.
Bruce.
Thank you so much, brothers. It's been great talking with the both of you. You have a good night.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You too.
Okay.
Peace.
All right. Peace. Peace. Brother Penny, we got 3 minutes left. Shoot, they might just give us two. Do you have any closing remarks?
Yes, we'll be back next week. We're going to do some weeks, as long as it leans up for it. I'm up for it. I'm ready to talk again, finishing up the book. Email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, for classes, which are about to start soon. Now is the time to get in. We're going to keep going. We're going to deal with some topics, too. There's some things I got in the pot that we're going to deal with. So while we're doing Q&A, I'm going to sneak a few lectures in there. I'm thinking about a mind control one. And definitely, most likely, a Kalipoff one. Most likely, but we're gonna keep going. At the very least, we're gonna do the Q&A and always have something to talk about. And we're gonna pick up where we left off. 2014 is gonna be a lot of information, and we're gonna keep it going.
All right, Brother L, you got any closing remarks before we go?
Yeah, as always, brother. Always a pleasure listening to you. And
yes,
you were right about I was going to talk about a brother and I two Saturdays ago. We messed with the tarot cards for a while, and what we discussed that really no one can tell you what your reality is or what the tarot cards say about you is what you determine what the tarot cards.
Right. These are archetype, the divination is like an archetype energy, but you could, as personal as your interpretation.
Right. This is what we were discussing about. What is the shape?